Hare Krishna. We are going to start the offerings. Now I'll call. His Grace Akinchan Prabhu, kindly come.
Akinchan Krishna Prabhu, for those of you who don't know, is actually one of my earlier disciples and is overseeing our preaching center in Vellore, in Tamil Nadu, and preaching in that district and all around them. After serving for many years in Gujarat, in Vallabhvidyanagar as Pujari, now running a preaching center. Those who run preaching centers, they know what it means to do so. It's not such an easy thing.
சத்சுரன் மிளிதம் என தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ. நமோ விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரஸ்தாய புனிதே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி விகாஸ் சுவாமிநிதி நாமினே நமஸ்தே. நமோ விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரஸ்தாய புனிதே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த சுவாமிநிதி நாமினே நமஸ்தே. சரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரணி நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாஷாத்ய தேசதாரணே. ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீ வாசாதி கௌர பக்த பிரந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. திஸ் இயர் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் லேக் ஆஃப் டைம் ஐ வாஸ் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ரைட் மை ஆஃபரிங்ஸ் டு த வியாச பூஜா புக். தென் ஆல்சோ சின்ஸ் ஐ ஹவ் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் அவர் குரு மஹாராஜ் ஃபார் லாங் டைம், ஐ வாண்ட் டு சே சோ மெனி இன்சிடென்ட்ஸ், so many realizations that I have got by his association, exhibiting his divine spiritual qualities as a spiritual master. In 1993, when I joined in ISKCON, before joining in ISKCON, I have not seen any ISKCON devotees, full-time devotees. I have not associated with any ISKCON devotees at all. Just by reading Srila Prabhupada's book, I got so much faith in Srila Prabhupada and in Srila Prabhupada's movement. I dedicated my I came to ISKCON and joined as a full-time devotee in ISKCON. I got so much faith in Srila Prabhupada, just by reading his books I joined, that's all. But after joining in the movement, in the beginning time, for 1 year or 2 years, somehow other I was not able to get any good spiritual guidance within ISKCON at all. Somehow other no devotee was able to inspire myself nicely. So little bit I got frustrated within ISKCON. In certain point when I was doing beginning services like new devotee services in Vrindavan ISKCON temple, I got frustrated to the extent that I wanted to leave ISKCON. Then at a time I was doing service in Prabhupada Samadhi. I was cleaning Prabhupada Samadhi daily. That was my regular routine service. And to look after the cleaning schedule of Vrindavan ISKCON. Then one day I went to Srila Prabhupada Samadhi. And I prayed to Srila Prabhupada that I joined in ISKCON by reading your books and by developing 100% faith in yourself. So I want to follow you 100%. So now I want a living representative of yourself. Otherwise, within 1 week, I will go outside and I will join in Gaudiya Math. I prayed to Srila Prabhupada like that. There was a notice in Vrindavan ISKCON, Gurukul building. His Holiness Bhaktivihara Swami has come to Vrindavan. Same subject morning. A living representative of Srila Prabhupada is needed. So you take initiation, but he has not told anything about his qualities. He told like, you associate with all ISKCON sannyasis, serve them nicely. So when you get sufficient faith in a particular spiritual master, you took initiation from him. But the incident, I prayed to Srila Prabhupada sincerely, and for me it seemed like Srila Prabhupada has given me a real representative. Then immediately I got convinced without anything else. Then I decided to get initiation from Guru Maharaj. Then Guru Maharaj gave me initiation in 1997 in Gaur Purnima festival. So immediately after getting initiation, the same thing as today morning Guru Maharaj was saying in the Srimad Bhagavatam class, there is no need for a guru, like people generally expect a Paramahamsa guru has to speak about, has to exhibit his Krishna Bhakti, higher level of his Krishna Bhakti, by speaking about Krishna Leela. Then people think about that, my guru is so great, he is speaking big, big Krishna Leela. But even for me, it is not needed. Even when Guru Maharaj was giving ordinary instructions in the Sambandha Jnan, when he is instructing ourselves to follow Krishna Bhakti very sincerely, he instructs ourselves with such a great faith, with such a great Krishna Bhakti, that itself is convinces ourselves he is a great devotee. There is no need of speaking Krishna Leela. Just like Guru Maharaj was saying in the morning, the same incident happened to me in Gujarat in Vallabhai Vidyanagar in 1997. I was newly initiated devotee. Then we were not able to do good offerings to the Radha Gridhari's deities. Then Guru Maharaj chastised ourselves like anything. That time Guru Maharaj was angry like a big lion. That anger convinced ourselves in such a way that how we have to serve Srila Prabhupada and Guru and Krishna. There is no need for a guru to speak big, big Krishna Leela about it. By his actions, by his conduct, he proves how much elevated he is in Krishna Bhakti. Not only he gave instructions to ourselves, then continuously for 4 days, he fasted. He has not eaten anything because he told that Radha Gridhar deity is not served properly. So by his actions, he proved that he was ready to sacrifice anything for the happiness of Srila Prabhupada movement. He was not giving just instructions. Not only that, even though he was chastising ourselves, then he wrote to ourselves in a small letter. At a time, Guru Maharaj does not use email. He was using postcard. Like in the Brahmachari Krishna Consciousness book, the same thing Guru Maharaj has written, he has also here some poster is there. Guru Maharaj has written to me like in a small letter, so like keep that letter in my life as a goal of my life. The Krishna, the goal, you are a Brahmachari, you have dedicated yourself for your life for Krishna. So for achieving that goal, Krishna is our goal, for achieving that goal, even you should be ready to die. Whatever necessary for achieving that goal, you should be ready to sacrifice. So Guru Maharaj has written letter in that way. Not only that, Guru Maharaj even told that, even he has written in that letter that, anyway, I got little bit more angry, please forgive ourselves. So that words gave such a great inspiration. It instilled such a great faith in ourselves that we have to dedicate our lives completely to the lotus feet of our Guru Maharaj. So times are passing. Guru Maharaj was so simple. Even in our spiritual life also, in my spiritual life also, I faced so many difficulties. But even so many times, then I went to Tamil Nadu. I started preaching in a very menial level. It was, facilities were very less. Then also, Guru Maharaj will come there. He will stay with ourselves, Brahmachari, in the same room. He will inspire ourselves. Even though so many devotees did not like ourselves preaching, he supported ourselves. So in the same way, continuously he is inspiring ourselves, helping ourselves, correcting ourselves in our Krishna Bhakti. So there is no need of speaking so many things. So in my life, Guru Maharaj has given me the first instruction. Immediately after myself got initiated in 1997, he gave me the instruction that up to the end of your life, you have to serve me. I will follow that. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Akinchan Krishna Prabhu ki jai. Krishna Das without anything else. Akinchan means having nothing. So Akinchan Krishna Das means having nothing except Krishna.
I want to serve except Krishna. So who's next?
Gunaraj Prabhu.
Gunaraj, king of all good qualities. Gunaraj Prabhu is from Tamil Nadu also, presently in, based in Bangalore. He's very calm and steady Grihastha devotee, well known to many devotees because he's been in Tamil Nadu, in Bangalore, Gujarat, and even sometime in Saudi Arabia. Managed to do some preaching there. Please.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vikasa Swami Nidhi Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidhi Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachata Deshadarani. Hare Krishna, dear Guru Maharaj, kindly accept my humble obeisances and your lotus feet. Although I have no qualifications to glorify you, still I attempt, just as a young child does not speak with any degree of articulation, yet his slurred syllables give immense pressure to his proud father. The devotee's duty is to preach by setting a good example.
Guru Raj Prabhu, please speak a little bit into the mic.
The devotee's duty is to preach by setting a good example. As explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 4.102, Aapne Acharya Keha Nakare Prachara, Prachara Karena Keha Nakarena Achara. Some behave very well but don't preach the cult of Krishna consciousness, whereas others preach but don't behave properly. Achara Prachara Namere Karaha Dui Karya Tumi Sarva Guru Tumi Jagatere Arya. You simultaneously perform both duties in relation to the holy name by your personal behavior and by your preaching. Therefore, you are the spiritual master of the entire world, for you are the most advanced devotee in the world. Srila Prabhupada has written all the books we need for spiritual enlightenment, but he also wanted his disciples to preach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message in their own ways, with their own words and according to one's personal and unique realization of Krishna consciousness. Guru Maharaja, you are following that instruction by writing many supplementary literatures for our benefit and understanding, and communicate to the world the conclusions of the great disciplic chain known as Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Please bless me on this auspicious day so that I can serve you in a better way. All glories to your holiness, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Your son, Gunaraj.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, we have a big lineage, big responsibility to serve the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya.
Yeah, make an offer. Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead.
Gita Govind Mataji.
Yeah, only half of Gunaraj Prabhu spoke. Now the better half is coming. That's nice, you're putting some quotes from Shastra. That's good. And shows you're reading the books. That's wanted.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimadaya Bhakti Vikasa Swami Itinamine. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimadaya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pachashta Deshadarani. Hare Krishna. Respected Guru Maharaja, kindly accept my humble obeisances unto your lotus feet. Every year I plan this way. Okay, this year I will follow Guru Maharaja's instructions sincerely, and by next Vyasa Puja, that is by next year, I will present them very nicely to please him. But when I turn back and see what I did in the whole year, I find nothing worth presenting. All my attempts to glorify you fail. All my attempts to serve you fail. I am feeling very insignificant before my great God sisters and God brothers, who are all doing very good service to Srila Prabhupada's mission. In your lectures, you advise us to follow great Vaishnavas. If you are not able to follow, then we should at least imitate what they are doing. being less intelligent, being a woman, I can never glorify you properly. So I would like to imitate Thondaradipodi Alvar by translating his Thirumala prayer to the Lord. He teaches us that while relating to Guru and the Lord, we should do two things, to glorify them and to tell our faults. Here this Alvar is taking the position of a fallen soul and describes his fallen condition to the Lord. He says, I have never worshipped you properly. I have never stayed in your dham. I am not at all pure at heart. In my words, I am not sweet. I always cheat the dear ones. I do bad to those who do good to me. I have never worshipped you with flowers. I never glorified you in my life. I don't have any love for you. I have never did service like the monkeys did for you. Also, I have never did any simple service like the squirrels did for you. I have a stone heart. I am not good to anyone. I am like salt water. Now I remain as the lowest of the fallen souls. How bad I am. Now I am crying before you, and this crying is also false. There is no truth in this action also. I don't have any good qualities in me, but I have lots of faults in me. I haven't done any karma, jnana and bhakti yoga in my life. But I have only one hope, that I'll be saved by your costless mercy. I may have unlimited mistakes in me, but your mercy alone has the power to save me. Now I cry before you to save me. Respected Guru Maharaja, I pray similarly to you so that your mercy saves me. As I know confidently that great Vaishnavas like you are even more merciful to me. Then the Lord. Prithu Maharaja prays to the Lord. Jagat janiyam jagat isha vaishasham shyat eva yat karmani nah samihitam karoshi falgu api urudina vatsala svayeva dishnaye abiraktasya kimtaya. My dear Lord of the universe, the goddess of fortune Lakshmi ji is the mother of the universe, and yet I think that she may be angry with me because of my intruding upon her service and acting on that very platform to which she is so much attached. Yet I am hopeful that even though there is some misunderstanding, you will take my part, for you are very much inclined to the poor and also magnify even insignificant service unto you. Therefore, even though she becomes angry, I think that there is no harm for you because you are so self-sufficient that you can do without her. Here Prithu Maharaja is so confident that the Lord will treat him with an equal vision even with Mother Lakshmi. Guru Maharaja, you are as good as the Lord. Similarly, when the point of showering your mercy comes, you are equal to all of us. Not only to your disciples, but to other disciples and also to non-devotees, you show your mercy. So far I was talking only about your mercy, but you have unlimited wonderful qualities. Your books are the greatest gifts to all of us. You are serving Srila Prabhupada by writing and preaching. So most of your followers are engaged in preaching. Your humility is another great quality in you. I always feel amazed when you request disciples for any service. You always say thank you for them. Today all the devotees assembled here will glorify you, but still you remain even more humble and give the entire glorification to Srila Prabhupada. Guru Maharaja, I am not at all qualified to glorify you. Kindly forgive my offenses in glorifying you. Thank you very much for allowing this insignificant soul to give you Vyasa Puja offering. All glories to your holiness, your humble servant.
Well, that was a very intelligent offering from someone claiming to be less intelligent. That was very nice, that translation. You can do more. Yeah. That's Tengalai philosophy. Right? That prayer is a Tengalai philosophy. Because he's saying, I have no quality, I'm only expecting your mercy. Whereas Vadigalai, they believe you have to do bhakti yogam, then the Lord will be merciful. But Tengalai is that I'm completely useless and only the mercy of the Lord. Yeah, translate more. Good. Nice.
Hare Krishna.
What about those who are going? They want to speak first or what?
Anyone who is leaving can come first. They can speak.
If they want. Okay. Are you translating back there, Shyam Das? You are? Okay. Telugu translation is going on. Your group? Tamil?
Next is Shubhangi Ratha Maharaji. And also next to next is Chittahari Prabhu. Please be ready. Shubhangi Ratha Maharaji. Chittahari Prabhu. The next name is Krishna Kirti Prabhu.
Who?
Chittahari Prabhu.
And then?
Krishna Kirti.
Oh, which Krishna Kirti? Any Krishna Kirti here? One devotee I'm very much associated with for many years is called Krishna Kirti, but he's lived in America for the last few years, and he's in New York City right now. It's Krishna Kirtan. He was doing a lot of kirtan this morning. Maybe he's taking a little rest now. Is it now? Aap kuch kahenge? So the devotees who are going, we have the Surat group here. They could maybe. They could maybe speak.
Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my most respectful obeisances in the dust of your lotus feet. Again, on the most auspicious day of your Vyasa Puja, let me take time to sit and meditate deeply on your personality, instructions, and resubmit my dedication to your lotus feet. You are strictly serving Srila Prabhupada and guiding us by providing the right instructions so that we will be engaged in serving Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for His pleasure. We can clearly see that you have taken the instructions of Srila Prabhupada as your life and soul and preaching widely by writing books, training, and thus distributing the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Krishna is yours. Why? Tatra Bhagavatan Dharman Sikshet Guruvatma Daivataha Ameyanuvrtya Yais Tushet Atmatma Doharihi. Accepting the bona fide spiritual master as one's life and soul and worshipable deity, the disciple should learn from him the process of pure devotional service. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, the soul of all souls, is inclined to give himself to his pure devotees. Therefore, the disciple should learn from the spiritual master to serve the Lord without duplicity and in such a faithful and favorable way that the Supreme Lord, being satisfied, will offer himself to the faithful disciple. And thus, Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him to us. There is nothing more required than sticking to your lotus feet. Paime ananya vishaya matir madhupadeshakrit rati mudvahata dadda gange vaugam udanvati. As Kunti Maharani is praying that her attraction be constantly drawn unto Lord Krishna without being diverted to anyone else, my prayer to you is to become attracted and be fixed in executing your instructions. I pray that by your mercy it is possible to get the strength to overcome petty material desires and be fixed as your eternal surrendered servant and be engaged in your mission of serving the Sankirtana movement. Your servant, Chittahari Das.
Jai. You read up to 11th canto of Bhagavatam?
I read this off you.
Okay. Okay. Jai. Nice. Should give the garland from the front, actually. Yeah. Samne say na hai. Side say na hai.
Next is Radesh Prabhu and then Lal Krishna Prabhu.
Chittahari Prabhu is another immigrant from Tamil Nadu to Bangalore.
Is Keshav Madhav Prabhu here?
Another software immigrant. Very desirous of serving the Lord's mission full time, but
he's not doing it.
Somehow some obstacles keep on arising. Now Radhesh Prabhu from Surat will speak.
I'll speak later.
How is it? Who's going to speak now? Keshava Madhava. An emigrant from Gujarat to Tamil Nadu. Getting lots of mercy from Gokul Chandra Prabhu. Not always able to digest it. After serving full time at ISKCON Salem in many capacities, including temple commander. That temple commander more or less means you do everything. So that's what he's doing.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vikasa Swaminiti Namini. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschayana. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances unto your lotus feet. I am a fallen conditioned soul and I was struggling in this material world for many lifetime, which is compared as above Sagar. You came in the boat of holy name and gave me shelter. I don't know how to describe your transcendental qualities with my material consciousness. I am so much contaminated that still I have desire to enjoy the garbage of this material world. But still I feel some force or a rope binding me to follow rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga given by Prabhupada. I can guess that is your force. Please keep me guiding to serve Krishna more and more. Your servant Keshav Madhav.
Jai, Hare Krishna. Yeah, Radhesh Prabhu is living in Surat and doing some kind of business. I don't know what business it is, but I know all about his book distribution and his enthusiastic preaching. He never tells me anything about his business.
I'm an engineer in one company.
Is it?
Previously, I was having one business workshop. I was having workshop.
Oh.
The last 6 months, I left out there.
Oh, is it? You never told me. Now I know. But he's always telling me about his book distribution and enthusiastic preaching. Whole family are devotees.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vikasa Swaminiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at your divine lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Only by your mercy I can glorify your holiness. You are the most merciful spiritual master. Your holiness has appeared on this earth to serve Srila Prabhupada in his mission of spreading pure message of Godhead. So your appearance day is the most sublime and wonderful day, and we all want to celebrate this auspicious day with great enthusiasm. Srila Prabhupada instructed his disciples to spread the message of Krishna consciousness by distributing his books. Your Holiness has also instructed the same. By your mercy, I and my family have made book distribution as the main service of our lives. Your Holiness always reminds and instructs us to concentrate on book distribution. Such wonderful care makes us enthusiastic and encourages us to distribute more and more books. I don't know the result of this service. Only for your pleasure, I emphasize book distribution. Please bless me so that I can distribute books throughout my lifetime and never deviate from your instructions. I always pray to your holiness before starting book distribution, and by doing this, I can distribute the books to so many conditioned souls. So ultimately, I am doing nothing but becoming an instrument of your divine lotus hands in the mission of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to your holiness. This year, I was frustrated regarding marathon. I was confused for how to distribute many copies of Bhagavad Gita as it is. During Mayapur Yatra, I was feeling myself as a very useless servant of your holiness. This time your holiness paid personal attention towards our small group and spared 1 hour every day to give us your invaluable association. By the power of this association, I am encouraged and have started marathon. Now I am getting good response during marathon. Upon asking blessing for marathon, your holiness blessed us 3 times. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. And instructed for 3 times, distribute the books, distribute books, distribute books. I can never forget these blessings and instructions. Thank you very much for such continual encouragement. For your pleasure, we shall start BTG Marathon in every January. Your Holiness is traveling throughout the world to spread the message of Godhead without much rest and fatigue. This shows the dedication of Your Holiness for Srila Prabhupada and attachment for Srila Prabhupada's instructions. This can't be expressed in words. All glories to Your transcendental love and attachments. I am really an insignificant servant. I am a most fallen soul. Still, I am most fortunate for Your Holiness has accepted me and has given shelter at Your divine lotus feet. I beg Your Holiness to keep me eternally in the dust of Your lotus feet. All glories to Your Holiness, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Your most fallen and insignificant servant, Radhesh Das.
Jai.
Yeah. Guru Maharaj, can I read Shyam Sukhda Devi Das?
Yeah, yeah. Radhesh Prabhu is only half here. His better half's in Surat, so he's going to read out the second half of the offering now.
Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at your divine lotus feet. I have no ability to describe glories of your holiness in words, but your transcendental nature and lotus speech are so much attractive and relishable that I am forced to glorify your holiness even though I am very poor in writing. Your holiness teaches us Vaishnava etiquette by your own example. I don't know the limits of my fortune for your holiness has accepted me under your shelter. It is my personal realization that whenever I pray to you from my heart, you hear it immediately. I feel your presence all the time. 2 years back, I had a dream in which your holiness said, I am always with you. This is true. Srila Guru Maharaj, you are very kind. By your mercy, nice preaching is going on in Surat. Once in a lecture, your holiness said that Srila Prabhupada came directly from Goloka Vrindavan to deliver us. He is not from this material world. This is also true for your holiness. Your life is dedicated just to spread the mission of Srila Prabhupada, the Sankirtan movement of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With transcendental pleasure and strength, your holiness is traveling throughout the world. So much traveling is not possible for a person of this material world. No one can do such services without the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna. Your holiness is empowered by Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna. I love Srila Prabhupada because he has sent your holiness as my spiritual master. I beg your holiness to bless me and my husband, Sri Radhesh Das, so that we can distribute books throughout our lifetime and preach the cult of Krishna consciousness under your divine guidance. I always want to engage in your divine Vani and Vapu Seva. All glories to your holiness, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, your most fallen disciple, Shyama Sukhda Devi Dasi.
Hare Krishna.
Offering of Jignesh Prabhu.
Oh, you want to read? Okay. He couldn't come, huh?
Yeah, he deserved. He hardly deserved, but he could not come.
ओम अज्ञानति मिरंदस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः.
He's also now Radhesh Prabhu is going to read the offering of another devotee from Surat who wasn't able to come.
Srila Guru Maharaj, आपके चरण कमलों में मेरे दंडवत प्रणाम. आप सूरत शहर में हम पर विशेष कृपा करने आते हैं. आपके व्यस्त प्रचार कार्य में से समय निकालकर सिर्फ हम पर कृपा करने ही हमारे शहर में आगमन करते हैं. आपकी कृपा से सूरत शहर में श्रील प्रभुपाद के पुस्तकों का वितरण अच्छी तरह हो रहा है. यह साल गीता मैराथन में हमारी टीम ने 6500 से अधिक भगवद गीता का वितरण सिर्फ आपकी असीम कृपा से हुआ है. आपकी कृपा से एवं आपकी प्रसन्नता के लिए सूरत शहर में पुस्तक मेले में पुस्तक वितरण करते हैं. पिछले साल हमने 5 दिन में करीब 1,00,000 रुपये की पुस्तक का वितरण किया था. आपकी ही कृपा से सभी भक्तों उत्साह से पुस्तक वितरण में जुड़ते हैं. हम हर रोज एक लक्ष्य बनाते थे और हम यह पुस्तक वितरण का लक्ष्य आपकी कृपा से पूर्ण कर सकते थे. हमारी कोई योग्यता नहीं है, यह तो सिर्फ आपकी ही कृपा है जो प्रभुपाद के पुस्तक का वितरण कर रही है. यह साल मैराथन में आपसे आशीर्वाद मांगे थे, जिसके फल स्वरूप ही हम हमारा 5100 गीता वितरण का लक्ष्य पूर्ण हो कर पाए। श्रील गुरु महाराज, आपकी कृपा से ही हमारी मायापुर यात्रा सफल हुई। मायापुर में प्रतिदिन इंग्लिश एवं बंगाली में क्लास होते हैं, पर आपने हम पर विशेष कृपा करने हैं तो आपके अमूल्य समय में से एक घंटा हर रोज निकाल कर हमें हिंदी में क्लास देते थे। इसके लिए हम आपके बहुत बहुत ऋणी हैं। आपकी नम्रता से आपने कहा कि अगर आप मायापुर में पंकजांगरी प्रभु एवं जननिवास प्रभु से आशीर्वाद एवं संघ प्राप्त करेंगे तो ही आपका यात्रा सफल हो पाएगी। आपका संघ एवं आदेश से सच में हमारी मायापुर यात्रा सफल हुई। आप जब भी सूरत आते हैं तब रेलवे स्टेशन पर कीर्तन करते हैं और प्रसाद बांटते हैं। अभी तो स्टेशन के कुली भी आपके आने से कीर्तन में भाग लेते हैं और आपको प्रणाम करके हरे कृष्ण महाराज कहते हैं। आप स्वयं वैष्णव आचार का चुस्त पालन करते हैं एवं आपके शिष्यों से ऐसे ही आचरण की अपेक्षा रखते हैं। श्रील गुरु महाराज, मुझ पर आपकी ज्यादा कृपा है, जिसके फल स्वरूप मैं श्रील प्रभुपाद के पुस्तकों का ज्यादा वितरण कर सकता हूँ। मैं आपसे क्षमा याचना करता हूँ, क्योंकि दुर्भाग्यवश मैं व्यास पूजा में नहीं आ सका, लेकिन मैं यह समय दरमियान यहाँ सूरत में ज्यादा से ज्यादा पुस्तक के वितरण करने का प्रयास करूंगा। कृपया मुझे आपके शरण में लीजिए। हरे कृष्ण, आपका सेवक जिग्नेश।
हरे कृष्ण।
उसकी रुचि है प्रभुपाद का पुस्तक वितरण में, रुचि मिलते
नर्तक गौरंग प्रभु और राधा निधि माता जी।
He has a good team. Nartak Gauranga Das. Dancer. Dancing Gauranga. Servant of Dancing Gauranga. He was dancing in Baroda, now dancing in Noida. Is it? With his treasured wife. By name of Nidhi, Radha Nidhi. Nidhi means treasure. And treasured son, who's sleeping peacefully.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vikasa Swaminiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshitarine. Respected Guru Maharaj, please accept our most humble obeisances unto dust of your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We see many devotees having so much love for you. They are giving Vyas Puja offering with so much love and devotion. Their love is not just external. We can see them for the whole year following your orders as their life and soul. In contrast, we are having steel-framed heart with no love and attachment for Guru and Krishna. That's why for the whole year also we are not doing any proper service for the mission of Srila Prabhupada. We are struggling in sadhana, just finishing our rounds without any love and devotion attached to it. We are putting tilaka, wearing kantimala and Vaishnava dress without developing Vaishnava quality in us. And quoting verses without applying in our own life. We are the real pretenders in devotional service. In the sacred pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read, Aganya dhanya chaitanya gananama prema vanyaya. Ninne adhanya janastvanta maru shashvad anupatam. The innumerable glorious followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought a constant flood of desert-like hearts of the unfortunate with an indentation of ecstatic love. You are one of such followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is delivering the whole world by giving them Krishna Bhakti, and it is your unconditional mercy that you have accepted us as your servants. That is our only and most valuable asset in our life. We beg unto your lotus feet to please always consider us as your eternal servants, forgiving our offenses, and give us strength to nicely perform devotional service for your pleasure. Aspiring to always remain at your lotus feet, Nartak Gaurangadas, Radhanidhi Dasi, and Mukunda.
Hare Krishna. How long will you be here for? Going back tonight. Long journey, huh? Came all the way from Delhi. One day journey, one day here and one day back. Maybe you could take some of those books, those new books you can take to Delhi. The pilgrimage book. Vamsidas book can take maybe 30, 40 of each, something like that. Like to do that. Yeah. You can sell them also if you like. Yeah, that's also possible. Hare Krishna.
Hanuman Prabhu.
This Hanuman Das, not exactly sure where he's from. From, not exactly sure where you're from. You're jumping around. Back in Surat. Sometimes in Surat, sometimes in Dubai, sometimes in Bombay.
All that is your mercy.
Expecting big service. He was actually given the name Hanuman by Haridas of ITV when he was shooting in Surat. So Hanuman Das was doing so much service that Haridas called him Hanuman. So all I had to do was stick a Das at the end when he got initiated.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vikas Swami Niti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurvani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pascha Desha Tarine. Om Ijnan Timrandasya Gyananjala Shalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yene Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Please accept my humble obeisance at your lotus feet, Guru Maharaj. I have just been on the South Yatra, visiting the holy places, and feel the Yatra today completely, perfectly completed by attending this auspicious occasion of my Guru Maharaj's Vyas Puja. I am not very good at speaking, but with your blessings, Guru Maharaj, I will try to glorify you with a few words, whatever I can say. I am full of mistakes, Guru Maharaj, but you are so compassionate and merciful. You have always forgiven, and I hope you will always keep forgiving us, but we will try to lessen our mistakes. It is quoted in Jai Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has said, the greatness of a Vaishnava can be understood by seeing how many non-devotees he converts into Vaishnavism. By your mercy, you have converted so many people into devotees, Guru Maharaj. I remember once, first when I had met Guru Maharaj, that was in 1994 in Damodar Desh, Dubai, in on Kumar Gandhi Prabhu's house, Guru Maharaj's lecture, first time I had attended, in which he had quoted the word rascal many times. Many times he had quoted rascal. It was my first lecture which I had ever attended of an ISKCON sannyasi 12 years before. When I came out of the lecture, I felt, how could a sannyasi use such words? I was astonished that time. I used to feel that we are very spiritual, but it was the first time when I had heard Guru Maharaj that time, 12 years. So I had spoken to my other colleagues over there that how can a sannyasi speak such a word? But now after associating with Guru Maharaj, reading Guru Maharaj's books and Srila Prabhupada's books, I feel, Guru Maharaj, that if there is any higher word than rascal, we are that. We are actually that. But you are so merciful that you tell rascal and you leave us. But you are so much, we have accepted, and you are every day learning from you, Guru Maharaj, under your guidance. Guru Maharaj, you have got unlimited qualities, but one of the qualities which really attracts me of yours is your boldness and your straightforwardness in the way you preach Krishna consciousness without changing or compromising the teachings of Krishna consciousness even slightly. You deliver the message as it is, following exactly in the footsteps of your Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Guru Maharaj, we are so grateful to you for the mercy and blessings that I have received from you, and in no way I can repay you. But there's one way that I have a strong desire that I should do something, and I feel, but just following instructions, I can 1% for my consciousness be saying that I have done something, but till now I have not been able to do anything like that for you, Guru Maharaj. I have taken blessings from Guru Maharaj, I have got instructions for book distribution, and with Guru Maharaj's blessings, after going back to Surat with the help of Radhesh Prabhu, I will start book distribution.
Jai.
Guru Maharaj, you chastise or you speak loving words. In both, it is your mercy. As you are such a pure devotee of the Lord, whose only business is to shower mercy on us such conditioned soul and deliver us back to Godhead. There is one more instance in my life which has occurred with Guru Maharaj. I would like to share it with everyone. Last year, I was in Yatra for Vrindavan, in which Guru Maharaj was also there for a few days. One particular evening, there was very good Sankirtan in Radha Shyam Sundar temple, Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. And I was very excited after that Sankirtan and that lovely dance I had done, and we tired. Then we went to meet Guru Maharaj over there, I and all the congregational devotees. So I told Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, I'm so happy today. I have enjoyed dancing. So immediately, like how today morning Guru Maharaj said that if I pamper you or if I don't tell you anything, if I don't tell anything that is wrong, you'll also feel happy, I'll also be happy, and where will we meet? We meet in hell. But Guru Maharaj was so, immediately he cut me. He said, did you dance for your pleasure or Krishna's pleasure? Immediately. And after that, once when Guru Maharaj has said that thing, it is there in my mind that always, that whatever dance we are doing, whatever activities we are doing in Krishna consciousness, it is for pleasing Guru and Gauranga. That thing has come clearly. And Guru Maharaj, please bless me. So by your blessings, I can begin book distribution. Please accept my humble obeisances.
Okay, I've blessed you many times. You better go and do it now.
Yes, Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, if you have permission, can I read Premanjali?
Yes, here's another half of a dynamic unit is here. The other half's in Surat, so the better half is now speaking through the lesser half.
Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. Since Guru Maharaj, we all are now under your loving care, every day of our life is auspicious. But still today, on this special and auspicious day of my Guru Maharaj's Vyas Puja, I would like to offer my sincere and humble respectful obeisances at your lotus feet, who's performing a great, great service by delivering us fallen souls from the clutches of Maya. One who is chanting or executing devotional service for his personal benefit and one who is trying to deliver others for their benefit, there is a difference. Guru Maharaj, you have dedicated your entire life for Srila Prabhupada and Krishna's service. You are so merciful that you are selflessly preaching Srila Prabhupada's mission. Srila Prabhupada quotes, "The spiritual master and Krishna are two parallel lines. The train on two tracks moves forward. The spiritual master and Krishna are like these two tracks. They must be served simultaneously. Krishna helps one to find a bona fide spiritual master, and a bona fide spiritual master helps one to understand Krishna. If one does not get bona fide spiritual master, then how he can ever understand Krishna? You cannot serve Krishna without a spiritual master, or serve just the spiritual master without serving Krishna. They must be served simultaneously. Guru Maharaj, your first business is preaching and distributing your literature. You never mind even if you have to undergo all the troubles. And our first business should be to see that our spiritual master is completely satisfied. As it is said, a spiritual master should not be mistaken as an ordinary human being, because he is liberated in any condition of his life. Guru Maharaj, I will always be indebted to you, as you have brought us closer to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna through your wonderful and ever-inspiring books. I beg you to please always shower your blessings and mercy upon me, as you have always been doing, and bless me so that I can always stand up to your expectations. Your servant, Premanjali Dasi.
Hare Krishna.
We'll continue the offerings. Radha Aradhya Prabhu, and Radha Darshan Dasi.
It's actually one word, the name Radha Radhya. Radha Radhya is a name for Krishna, means who is worshipable by Radha. Radha means who is worshipping, and who is she worshipping? Who's the Aradhya of Radha is Krishna. Radha Radhya. So they're all part of the Radha family.
Respected Guru Maharaj, Hare Krishna. I beg to accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. Guru Maharaj, please accept my sincere attempt to glorify your divine grace on the auspicious occasion of Vyas Puja. I am very fortunate to have been given the opportunity to become your disciple. You are a sincere follower of Srila Prabhupada, who never deviates from his lotus feet and his instructions. Being unfit to be an obedient disciple of yours due to my lust and tendency of sense enjoyment, several times I have ignored your valuable teachings, but you are so kind and merciful upon me that I have been excused for all such mistakes. I would like to express my gratitude for the compassion you have showered. I humbly request you for your continued benedictions so that I may become a worthy disciple of your good selves. Your eternal servant, Radha Radhe Das, Muradnagar, Ghaziabad, UP. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Now again, the better half will come. In Sanskrit, that's also said, Ardangini. It's not just an English thing. They say that in Croatian? The wife is the half? There's any saying like that? Seems to come from Sanskrit originally. Ardangini, half the body. Radha Darshan Dasi is the wife of Radha Radhya Das.
Hare Krishna. Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vikas Swaminiti Namane. Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswat Devi Gaurvani Pracharine Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschat Deshtarne. Param Pujanya Guru Maharaj, Krapya Apne Charan Kamlo Mere Asankhya Pranam Svikar Karein. Guru Maharaj, आपके महिमा का यशोगान करने के लिए मेरे पास कोई शब्द नहीं है. मुझ जैसी अल्पबुद्धि वाली पतित एवं पतित बद आत्मा को अपनी शिष्या बनाकर आपने मुझ पर जो अहतु कृपा की है, यह सोचकर मेरा दिल भर भर आता है. मैं बहुत भाग्यशाली हूँ कि मुझे एक ऐसे महान सदगुरु की शरण मिली है. दीक्षा मिलने के वाले दिन से ही मैं अपने ऊपर एक शक्तिशाली संग शक्ति करुणामयी छत्र छाया का अनुभव कर रही हूँ. मैं अपने को इस दुखदायी और तभी से मैं अपने को इस दुखदायी संसार में सुरक्षित महसूस कर रही हूँ. गुरु महाराज, मुझे आशीर्वाद दीजिए कि मैं आपके द्वारा दिखाए गए मार्ग पर पूर्ण विश्वास व दृढ़ता के साथ चल सकूं और आपकी छत्र छाया में रह करके आपकी सेवा में लीन रहकर मैं श्री राधा कृष्ण की शुद्ध भक्ति प्राप्त कर सकूं. आपके चरण कमलों की दासन उदासी राधा दर्शन दासी. हरे कृष्ण.
हरे कृष्ण.
गोकुल चंद्र प्रभु.
हरे कृष्ण.
हरे कृष्ण. हरे कृष्ण. गोकुल चंद्र प्रभु.
I think most devotees here know Gokul Chandra. By his activities, he's known. Waxing moon, yeah. But it's Hare Krishna. As most of my disciples are in Gujarat, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, he's preached in all these areas. His effect has become known. One of the devotees under his guidance I recently got a letter saying that he's so heavy, it's too difficult for me to bear. Then I understood, yes, he's guiding very nicely. Taking care of the devotees by being very strong.
Guru Maharaj, I should glorify you.
Hare Krishna. Actually, Guru Maharaj, we in Salem have some difficulties with these offerings. There's some offerings.
And Hare Krishna to you too. Here, there's one for you. And you can take a garland too.
Come. Hare Krishna. So we in Salem have all 1 month before Vyasa Puja, there is all mass in temple to write offerings. We are not good kavis. We don't know how to write. Even now we are sitting in room and nobody wants to come out to say a word. We were thinking better we clean Maharaj's room, put mosquito net or do some seva. But it's duty of disciple to glorify Guru. And we understand it's not by reading offering, but it's through all year, by following nicely and hearing and... So, Hare Krishna, that becomes more difficult. So Guru Maharaj, we don't know how to express these words and emotions, we are ruffians. Anyway, there are some... Somebody asked why to approach and accept Guru. So I was thinking, there are some at least, we figure out at least 16 reasons why to approach and accept Guru. So first reason is that because we are in ignorance, we have to approach Guru. Second is because we can approach Krishna directly. We have to approach through Guru. Third reason is because Krishna said so, that you approach a guru. Fourth, because we are servants of the servant of the servant. We don't claim we are Krishna servant, we are servant of the servant of the servant. Then only we can approach Krishna by approaching servant of the servant. Fifth reason is because pratyaksha and anuman are limited. Doesn't work unless you hear from guru, you can know Krishna. Sixth, because we need guidance. This refers not only its daily practical guidance. Seven, because by mercy of Guru we get mercy of Krishna. Eight, because Guru is a perfect disciple. Nine, because Guru is eternal inspiration. Ten, because Guru is shelter sent to us by Krishna. 11, because Guru is free from Maya. 12, because Guru makes our faith strong. 13, because Guru reveals transcendental knowledge. 14, because Krishna is pleased if we serve His devotee. 15, because we are hopeless. 16, because Guru is ocean of mercy. Your Sevaka Adama Koku Chandradas.
Nice.
Next is Lal Krishna Prabhu. Next is Leela Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Lal Krishna Prabhu. Ek Ajanna Vaishnav hai. Vaishnav Parivaka hai. Inka Naam Vaishnav hai.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vikas Swamiti Namne. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedan Swamiti Namne. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurvani Pracharine Nirvise Sunyavadi Paschate Deshtarine. धन्यवाद प्रणाम गुरु महाराज, हरे कृष्ण उपस्थित भक्तगण। मैं जैसे गुरु महाराज ने बोला जन्म जात वैष्णव, गुरु महाराज के संपर्क में आया था 3 साल पहले। मेरे मित्र के घर पे गुरु महाराज आए थे और मेरे को बुलाया था, तो मैं गया था वहाँ पे। गुरु महाराज के पहली बार दर्शन किए और बहुत अच्छा लगा था। दूसरी बार गुरु महाराज के दर्शन हुए थे तो गुरु महाराज ने यही सवाल मुझे पूछा जो आज इन्होंने बोला कि वैष्णव का मतलब क्या होता है। मैं पिछले 2-2.5 साल से इसी वैष्णव के और गुरु महाराज के सवाल के पीछे घूम रहा हूँ, मुझे जवाब नहीं मिल पाया है। और वैष्णव के गुण क्या होते हैं, प्रभुपाद जी के ग्रंथ पढ़ के, गुरु महाराज की बुक्स पढ़ के थोड़ा बहुत समझ पाया हूँ, थोड़ा बहुत सीख पाया हूँ। तो मेरे पास गुरु महाराज के ग्लोरिफिकेशन करने के लिए मेरे शब्दकोश में कोई शब्द है भी नहीं कि मैं गुरु महाराज का ग्लोरिफिकेशन करूँ। इसके लिए मैं तो इतना ही चाहूँगा कि गुरु महाराज मेरे पे कृपा बनाए रखें। हरे कृष्ण।
मैं भी बहुत संतुष्ट था जब आपका घर गया था और देखा कि आप राधा कृष्ण की सेवक करते हैं और प्रभुपाद की पूरा भागवत सेट भी है। तो अर्चन मार्ग और भागवत मार्ग साथ साथ पालन करना चाहिए। सूरत
हरे कृष्ण। नेक्स्ट इज लीला माता जी।
हरे कृष्ण। आप भी वापस जा रहे हैं? एक और सूरत वाली है, पुत्रों की कृपा से कृष्ण भक्ति में आती है। इनके 2 सुपुत्र कृष्ण भक्ति में है और इनकी कृपा से वे भी अभी बहुत उत्साही है कृष्ण भक्ति में।
नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति विकास स्वामिने इति नामिने। नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिने इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वत देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवाद पाशाद देश तारिणे। पूजनीय महाराज जी, आपके चरण कमलों में सादर प्रणाम स्वीकार करें। हम आपका हृदय से आभार मानते हैं, आपने हमारे पूरे परिवार को प्रेम पूर्ण आशीर्वाद और कृपा से भगवान कृष्ण जी शुद्ध भक्ति का मार्ग दिखाकर हमारे जीवन के लक्ष्य को प्राप्त करने में बहुत बड़ा सहयोग किया है। मुझे आपका बहुत गुणगान करना है पर शब्द नहीं बन पाते हैं। आप इतने में हमारे मन की भावना ज़रूर जान जाएंगे। आपके चरण कमलों में प्रणाम स्वीकार करें। हरे कृष्णा।
हरे कृष्णा। श्री गिरिधारी प्रभु।
I think last year in the Vyasa Puja you were in white, was it? Yeah. Now in saffron, so some change has come. That's good. Sri Giridhari Prabhu is taking the important responsibility of editing the Tamil translations of Prabhupada's books. Very important service. Now looks like he's going to be printing a lot of my books also. So lots of service. Preaching also in Salem. Yeah, please.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vikasa Swaminiti Nam. My dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances to your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to you, my Divine Master. Again, today is an opportunity for me and all my God brothers to glorify your divine qualities which have no end. With your blessings and mercy, I am now engaged in the service of translating and editing Srila Prabhupada's Tamil books. On doing so with the science of self-realization, I found a wonderful Vyasa Puja offering by Srila Prabhupada to his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura.
offered during 1936. Although I read the same book
long back, this time I was so much impressed by Srila Prabhupada's strong philosophical explanation and dedication to his spiritual master. I am making my Vyasapuja offering to you based on that. Shakshadharidvena samasta sastra uktastatha bhavyate eva shaddhi kintu praporya priyeva tasya vande guru shri charana ravinda. In the revealed scriptures, it is declared that the spiritual master should be worshipped like the supreme personality of Godhead, and this injunction is obeyed by pure devotees of the Lord. The spiritual master is the most confidential servant of the Lord. Thus, let us offer our respectful obeisances onto the lotus feet of our spiritual master. Gurudev, this Vyasa Puja ceremony conducted today to Your Holiness is not a sectarian concern, for when we speak of the fundamental principle of Gurudev or Acharya Dev, we speak of something that is of universal application, where there does not arise any question of discriminating my Guru from others. There is only one Guru who appears in infinity of forms to teach me and all others. The Guru or Acharya Deva, as we learn from the bona fide scriptures, delivers the message of the absolute world, the transcendental abode of the absolute personality, where everything non-differentially serves the absolute truth. We have heard so many times, Mahajanayena Katasapantaha, traverse the trail which your previous Acharya has passed. But we have hardly tried to understand the real purport of this loka. If we scrutinizingly study this proposition, we understand that the Mahajana is one and the royal road to the transcendental world is also one. In the Muttaka Upanishad, it is said, Tadvijnatam Shagurum Evabhigachat Samitpanishrutyam Brahmanishtam. In order to learn this transcendental science, one must approach the bona fide spiritual master in disciplic succession who is fixed in the absolute truth. Thus, it has been enjoined herewith that in order to receive that transcendental knowledge, one must approach the Guru. Therefore, if the absolute truth is one, about which we think there is no difference of opinion, the Guru also cannot be two. Dear Gurudev, you are not the Guru of a sectarian institution or one out of the many differing exponents of the truth. On the contrary, you are the Jagat Guru, or the Guru of all of us. The only difference is that some obey you wholeheartedly while others do not obey you directly. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Acharyam mam vijaniyam navamannihat karhichit namartya buddhya shruyate sarvadeva mayo guruhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, one should understand the spiritual master to be as good as I am. Nobody should be jealous of the spiritual master or think of him as an ordinary man, because the spiritual master is a sum total of all demigods. That means you, our Gurudev, have been identified with Krishna himself. You have nothing to do with the affairs of this mundane world. You do not descend here to meddle with the affairs of temporary necessities, but to deliver the fallen conditioned souls, the souls or entities who have come here to the material world with a motive of enjoyment by the mind and the five organs of sense perception. You appear before us to reveal the light of the Vedas and to bestow upon us the blessings of full-fledged freedom, after which we should hanker at every step of our life's journey. Let me therefore bow down at your lotus feet on this auspicious day. The transcendental knowledge of the Vedas was first uttered by Krishna to Brahma, the creator of this particular universe. From Brahma, the knowledge descended to Narada, from Narada to Vyasadeva, from Vyasadeva to Madhva, and in this process of disciplic succession, the transcendental knowledge was transmitted by one disciple to another till it reached Lord Gauranga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who posed as a disciple and successor of Sri Ishwarapuri. Dear Gurudev, you are one of the 12th disciplic representatives from Sri Rupa Goswami, the original representative of Lord Chaitanya, who preached this transcendental tradition in its fullness. The knowledge that we receive from you is not different from that imparted by Krishna himself and the succession of the Acharyas in the preceptorial line of Brahma. We adore this auspicious day as Sri Vyasa Puja because you, the Acharya, are the living representative of Vyasadeva, the divine compiler of Vedas, the Puranas, the Bhagavad Gita, the Mahabharata and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Let me therefore bow down at your feet on this auspicious day. One who interprets the divine sound or Sabda Brahma
by his imperfect sense perception cannot be a real spiritual guru, because in the absence of proper disciplinary training under the bona fide acharya, the interpreter is sure to differ from Vyasadeva, as the Mayavadis do. Srila Vyasadeva is the prime authority of Vedic revelation, and therefore such an irrelevant interpreter cannot be accepted as the guru or acharya, howsoever equipped he may be with all the acquirements of material knowledge. As it is said in the Padma Purana, Sampradaya Vihineye Mantraste Nishfala Mataha. Unless you are initiated by the bona fide spiritual master in the disciplic succession, the mantra that you might have received is without any effect. On the other hand, one who has received the transcendental knowledge by oral reception from the bona fide preceptor in the disciplic chain, and who has sincere regard for the real acharya, must need to be enlightened with the revealed knowledge of the Vedas. But this knowledge is permanently sealed to the cognitive approach of the empiricist. As it is said in the Sweta Sutra Upanishad, Esa deva para bhakti yata devo tata guru tasse takatitahi yatta prakashante mahatmana. Only unto those great souls who simultaneously have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of the Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Dear Gurudev, my knowledge is so poor, my senses are so imperfect, and my sources are so limited that it is not possible for me to have even a slightest knowledge of the absolute region without surrendering myself at the lotus feet of Sri Vyasadeva or you, his bona fide representative. Every moment I am being deceived by the knowledge of my direct perception. It is all the creation or concoction of mind, which is always deceiving, changing and flickering. I cannot know anything of the transcendental region by my limited, perverted method of observation and experiment. But I and all my God brothers can lend our eager ears for the oral reception of the transcendental sound transmitted from that region to this through the unadulterated medium of Sri Gurudev or Sri Vyasadeva. Therefore, we are surrendering ourselves today at your lotus feet for the elimination of all our differences bred by our unsubmissive attitude. It is accordingly said in Sri Gita, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena shevaya padekshyantite jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshina. Just approach the wise and bona fide spiritual master. Surrender unto him first and try to understand him by inquiries and service. Such a wise spiritual master will enlighten you with transcendental knowledge, for he has already known the absolute truth. Dear Gurudev, to receive the transcendental knowledge, I must completely surrender myself to you in a spirit of ardent inquiry and service. Actual performance of service to the absolute under your guidance is the only vehicle by which I can assimilate the transcendental knowledge. Today's meeting for offering our humble services and homage to your lotus feet will enable me to be favored with the capacity for assimilating the transcendental knowledge so kindly transmitted by you to all persons without distinction. I and my God brothers should hear you patiently. If we listen to the transcendental sound without unnecessary opposition, you will surely have mercy upon us. Gurudev, your message is to take us back to our original home back to Godhead. Let me repeat, therefore, that we should hear you patiently, follow you in the measure of our conviction, and bow down at your lotus feet for releasing us from our present causeless unwillingness for serving the absolute and all souls. Dear Gurudev, although I am like ignorant child in the knowledge of transcendence, still you have kindled a small fire within me to dissipate the invincible darkness of empirical knowledge. I and my God brothers are now so much on the safe side that no amount of philosophical arguments by the empiric schools of thought can deviate us an inch from the position of our eternal dependence on your lotus feet. Furthermore, we are prepared to challenge the most erudite scholars of the Mayavada school and prove that the personality of Godhead and his transcendental sports in Goloka alone constitute the sublime information of the Vedas. There are explicit indications of this in Chandogya Upanishad. Shama chavalam prabhate, shavala chamam prabhate. For receiving the mercy of Krishna, I surrender unto his energy, which means Radha. And for receiving the mercy of his energy, I surrender unto Krishna. Also in the Rig Veda, Tad Vishnu paramam padam seda, pashyanti shuraya dhiveya shakshuratmanam, Vishnuryat paramam padam. The lotus feet of Lord Vishnu are the supreme objective of all the demigods. These lotus feet of the Lord are as enlightening as the sun in the sky. The plain truth so vividly explained in the Gita, which is the central lesson of the Vedas, is not understood or even suspected by the most powerful scholars of the empiric schools. Hearing lays the secret of Sri Vyasa Puja. When we meditate on the transcendental pastimes of the Absolute Godhead, we are proud to feel that we are His eternal servitors and we become jubilant and dance with joy. All glory to my Divine Master, for it is you who have not of your unceasing flow of mercy stirred up within me such a moment of eternal existence. Let me bow down at your lotus feet. Gurudev, if you had not appeared before us to deliver us from the thraldom of this gross worldly delusion, surely we should have remained for lives and ages in the darkness of helpless captivity. Had you not appeared before us, we would not have been able to understand the eternal truth of sublime teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Had you not appeared before us, we could not have been able to know the significance of the first sloka of Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidhananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda Sharva Karana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin and He is the prime cause of all causes. O my Divine Master, let me with all my earnestness pray at your lotus feet to allow me to suffer a lot for which I am destined due to my past misdoings. But to let me have this power of recollection that I am nothing but a tiny servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Almighty Absolute Godhead, realized through your unflinching mercy. Let me therefore bow down at your lotus feet with all the humility at my command, your insignificant servant, Sri Gridhari Das.
You took some things out. It's quite long.
This is Hare Krishna Prabhu. And next is Veda Narayan Prabhu and Veda Nayaki Mataji. Please be ready.
Good. Well, I don't think Hare Krishna Das needs any introduction to anyone now, because he's been omnipresent in organizing this festival. He's based in Twin Cities, means Hyderabad, Secunderabad, and is a dynamic devotee in the Grihastha Ashram, maintaining his family, despite not all the members of his family being 100% enthusiastic about his Krishna consciousness. He remains 100% enthusiastic and is very dynamic in ISKCON Hyderabad activities also. So he's doing lots, and we're expecting lots more too.
Hare Krishna, dear Guru Maharaj, I offer my humble obeisances and prayers onto your divine lotus feet. All glories to your divine grace. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. By your causeless mercy and blessings, I have been put under the care of nice devotees. I am very fortunate to serve your divine grace and my godbrothers and sisters on this occasion. I am indebted to your divine grace for the mercy you had showered on me by accepting the proposal of celebrating Vyasa Puja in Hyderabad. By your causeless mercy, I am trying my best to receive the mercy of your beloved, the spiritual master of the whole universe, Srila Prabhupada, by following and engaging in your and his instructions. Guru Maharaja, as Srila Prabhupada wanted ISKCON, Hyderabad ISKCON, to be an exemplary temple for all the ISKCON centers across the globe, I developed a desire of celebrating Vyas Puja for all the spiritual masters of our society in Hyderabad. And by your blessings, I am sure my desire to serve the Vaishnavas would come true. I don't know whether this is an appropriate occasion to discuss this, but I am sure by your causeless mercy and blessings that I could receive today, my desire to serve Vaishnavas, which is your instruction, would get fulfilled. Guru Maharaja, to increase your pleasure, I would like to inform you that these Vyas Puja celebrations are done by grandchildren of Srila Prabhupada, who are disciples of different spiritual masters in our society. So I beg your divine grace on behalf of all the devotees here to bless us with the strength to keep ourselves united under all the circumstances to serve your divine grace, dearest spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. and all his representatives with proper consciousness. I am very fortunate to be blessed as your disciple. You are tolerating my offenses and inability to serve you. Your mercy and blessings that you are showering on me is engaging my senses and me in the service of Srila Prabhupada. I pray at your lotus feet that I keep the strength of accepting your instructions, blessings and mercy now and always. I feel great joy in boycotting my brother's reception under your instructions. Your instructions had relieved me from being guilty and increased my faith in you and Krishna. I feel proud to be the follower of your instructions. And now that I am feeling proud, I beg your divine grace to protect me from my unwanted desires, which would restrict me in keeping myself in the dust of your lotus feet. I aspire to remain in the dust of your divine grace lotus feet. Your eternal servant, Hare Krishna Das.
Yeah, that's a very very good thing going on in ISKCON Hyderabad, is that all the disciples of the different gurus are all cooperating together, working together very nicely, which, you know, sometimes in some temples we find it's like different groups and like this, but in Hyderabad they're all working together very nicely. That's a very positive point.
Vedanayaki Mataji.
Vedanayaki is the wife of Vedanarayan. Vedanarayan is the name of several forms of the Lord who are manifesting themselves as deities in various parts of Tamil Nadu. So Vedanayaki Dasi is also the wife of Vedanarayan Das, who's also, they're from Tamil Nadu, presently in America, and Vedanarayan Prabhu, who's in America now, he's very much inspired to distribute Prabhupada's books there. So that's something very wonderful. He goes to streets and fairs and says, I'm from India, these are some books about our culture, and sells them to American people, and is doing very well in book distribution there, supported by his better half.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vigas Swami Namane Namaga. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namane Namaga. Dear Gurudeva, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Paramahamsa, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. All glories to you. I know for sure that literally we have no adhikar to glorify you. Still, we would like to make a humble attempt with your permission. By your causeless mercy, we are now Vedanarayanan Das and Vedanayaki Dasi. You know certainly that we are not really qualified to get initiation. Still, out of your causeless mercy, you have accepted both of us as your disciples. You have stated that disciple means discipline. You live by the standards set by your previous acharyas, Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada. You are the example for us to follow, the Rupanuha and Prabhupada Nuha Bhakti. You are exemplary in your achar and prachar. Your only aim is to serve and please Srila Prabhupada by preaching all over the world, writing books and guiding so many misdirected souls like us. You are really very strict and yet very, very compassionate towards fallen souls like us. You follow really high standards and yet you are available to fallen souls like us. In our recent visit to India, to many temples, we found from other devotees that your Vaishnava attitude and qualities are well appreciated throughout the world. We have read from your book, My Memories of Srila Prabhupada. My godbrothers would go to astrologers to know their past lives. But as far as I am concerned, in my last life, I was a dog. In this life, I am still a dog. But now I am Prabhupada's dog. This shows your humility. We are puffed up with our false ego. One day, by your causeless mercy, we would also like to achieve the real humility and we would realize that we are really servants of Srila Prabhupada and you. குருதேவ் கிருபா பிந்து தியோ கோரோய தாசே திருணாபேக அதிகீனா. குருதேவா, பிளீஸ் கிவ் தி சர்வன்ஸ் ஜஸ்ட் ஒன் டிராப் ஆஃப் மெர்சி சோ தட் வி கேன் ஃபாலோ ஸ்ரீ சைதன்யா மகாபிரபுஸ் ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் திருணாதபி சுனிஷேனா. ஸ்ரீல குருதேவ், யூ ஹவ் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்டட் அஸ் டு சிங் த கோபிநாத் சாங் பை ஸ்ரீல பக்தி வினோத் தாகூர், stating that the songs of Vaishnavas Acharya would help us to avail their mercy on the struggling sagdas like us. Gopinath mama nivedana suno shaye durjana sada kamarada kichunahi mora guna. We are wicked materialist, always addicted to worldly desires, and no good qualities do we possess. Sagadi budhi gina ami adi dina. We are weak and devoid of intelligence and the most fallen. We have no qualities. Now mercy is all that we are made of. If you are not merciful unto us, we will be doomed. Please bless us so that we can serve you and Srila Prabhupada's mission to the best of our ability to follow in your footsteps. On this special day, we would really like to get the blessings of our dear His Grace Harivilas Prabhu, who constantly inspires both of us in more services in Srila Prabhupada's mission, especially in book distribution and prasadam distribution and harinam distribution. With your permission, we also want to beg mercy from our Shiksha Gurus, His Grace Harivilas Prabhu, His Grace Mugundatta Prabhu, His Grace Rompath Maharaj, His Grace Navayukendra Maharaj, and all the ISKCON Gurus and Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda, our humble obeisance to those who introduced and encouraged us to Krishna conscious. Some of them are Mukesh Prabhu and Govinda Charan Prabhu and Russia Siromani Madhaji. Our repeated humble obeisance to all of the Seattle Sri Sri Radha Neela Madhav congregation devotees. Your humble servants, Vedan Arayan Das and Vedan Ayi Das.
Sridhar Prabhu.
The Seattle contingent. I think apart from Veda Nayaka, Nayaki Mataji and Sridhar Prabhu's wife, probably, oh, and of course Madhav Gopinath, who's also from Seattle. You probably don't know Sridhar, but you'll be knowing him because he's returned from America now to stay in Hyderabad. So Krishna has his plan for everyone.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vikasa Swami Iti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesh Shunyavadi Paschata Deshdarani. ஜெய் ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ண சைத்தன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத்த கதாதர ஸ்ரீ வசாதி கௌரபக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம் ஹரே ராம் 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 ஹரே ஹரே. குரு மகாராஜ், ப்ளீஸ் அக்செப்ட் அவர் ஹம்பிள் ஒபீசன்சஸ். ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத். ஐ டோன்ட் நோ வாட் டு ஸ்பீக் டுடே தன் பட் ஐல் ட்ரை டு ஸ்பீக் ஃப்ரம் மை ஹார்ட் அண்ட் வாட் எவர் ஐ ஹவ் ரியலைஸ் சோ ஃபார், பிகாஸ் ஐ எம் relatively new, even though I've been going to ISKCON from last 5-6 years, but very all the time I feel I am novice. I have no qualification, and I came to actually it was after marriage with my wife, with Vaijayanti, in 2000 that she asked me first, where is the temple, nearby temple? And I said, yeah, I moved into Seattle 6 months before that. And I said, yeah, I've been trying to find one temple, but I don't know. I never tried. So then I said, okay, now I'll try. Then I called one of my friends who was the only person that I knew that time. That was because he was my my college junior. And I know he was here, so I have to get in touch with him. So I said, I asked him, where is the temple? And he said, yeah, there is an ISKCON temple here. He can come over Samavish, and he helped me find that. And the moment I saw the deities of Sri Sri Radha Neela Madhava Bhagavan, that's the first time I came to know, oh, ISKCON stands for International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And it is what I have been doing all the time, in the sense without knowing. And then since then, every Friday we used to go to the temple. Then slowly, as I have mentioned this several times, that whenever we used to have darshan and we leave, Devaki Nandan Prabhu would leave his aarti and come and give us prasadam. Then slowly we started feeling guilty. Prabhu is leaving middle of aarti and coming and giving us prasadam, so we should probably stay till the aarti is over. Then when we stayed with the aarti is over, then we used to leave, still the Bhagavad Gita class would start, he would come out of class and give us prasadam. Then slowly we started feeling, by the way, we take this prasadam, go to the car and actually take it home and we eat. And then what am I doing during that time? Sitting in the couch and watching some program. I didn't know that time it was nonsense program. But something that I'm watching and I'm having this prasadam. But as well I can stay for the class. And then class is anyway 30 minutes or 40 minutes and then I have prasadam. So that way, so many things that Prabhupada and, you know, especially in Guru Maharaj books are saying, where how the process starts with Shravanam, Kirtanam and then Vishnu Smaranam, and how we progress one step by other. I really kind of experienced that, because just by hearing classes that I came to know about Srila Prabhupada's work and how, what is spiritual master and how to seek, and actually he didn't even know that, how to seek for a spiritual master's mercy. And then it's the prasadam, the strength of prasadam, that slowly then, I think Vaijayanti, she read the book first time, you know, of Guru Maharaj, in Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness. I was so arrogant, so rude, that I didn't read that book. And it was like, then she came and told me that, look, all these things are there, how to arrange altar and how to, and then we, one of the programs we asked, Madhav Gopinath Prabhu, you know, Prabhu, we read your Guru Maharaj book, you are so nice. And Prabhu gave us the email, and that's how we got connected with Guru Maharaj, which was a year back. And since then, you know, I find that when I read one book, there is glimpses in one chapter or a couple of, one of those chapters that was very interesting. And I found that, you know, how Maharaj has clearly brought out our tradition and how he's emphasizing it is so merciful. And when I read any Bhagavad Gita, any verse, especially after Maharaj's specific instruction to finish reading up to Bhagavatam Canto 2 and Bhagavad Gita fully, there is a big difference from what I used to read and when I read it now. And we are very indebted to you, Guru Maharaj. Please rescue us from this sufferings and help us to reach Krishna's lotus feet. And also we'd like to always we pray to you for your mercy so that we continue to keep serving your lotus feet. I don't want to I guess I'm going on. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vikasa Swamiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschati Desha Dharani. Chai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vranta. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Sri Lakuru Maharaj Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Priya Govind Prabhu.
And have aarti.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vikasa Swamini Dinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Desha. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to your holiness. In one purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes, the Lord is sometimes addressed as Uttama Shloka, which means one who is worshipped with selected words by devotees. A profusion of such selected words comes from a devotee who is fully absorbed in affection and love for the devotional service of the Lord. When I was composing this offering for Vyas Puja 2006, I was wondering what I will speak because neither I have love and affection nor I am absorbed in devotional service. Instead, I always see you from the material point of view due to my anarthas and hellish mentality. It is wonderful to see so many wonderful, loving, affectionate disciples glorifying you. By their inspiration, I would like to offer some words in your glorification to purify myself. One of your important qualities is that you always give credit to Srila Prabhupada. I remember once when a devotee was glorifying your lotus feet as the abode of all holy places because they have traveled to all the holy places. Immediately you said that it was because you came in touch with Srila Prabhupada. It is also wonderful to learn from your example that how we should be absorbed in our services. Whenever I requested you to come to Belgaum, you always mentioned your busy traveling schedule, commitments at different places and writing books, which is your most important service to Srila Prabhupada. Finally, on this auspicious day of your holy appearance, I beg for your mercy to purify me with the dust of your lotus feet, your unfit disciple, Priya Govindas.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, most of you don't know Priya Govinda. From serving in ISKCON Belgaum, which is in Karnataka. Doing student preaching, right? Farm? You going to the farm sometimes? Not much. Okay, you can go on until they get the RTMD, I guess.
Just Krishna Das.
You're going to speak, is it? Here's Krishna Das. We're all Krishna Das. And here is Krishna Das, who's serving in ISKCON Salem as pujari, manager, preaching on TV.
Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vikas Swami Itinam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinam. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachari Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Parshati Deistari. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisance. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Sri Guru Anguranga. Dear Guru Maharaj, you know that His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has exhibited all the divine qualities of Vaishnava. And also, we are seeing same all divine qualities within you through your books, lectures, and each and every activities. So, here I would like to mention one of the incident from which you shown one of the good qualities which is most essential one's spiritual life and from which one can counteract the offense and is the key to a good service attitude, that is humbleness. In 2002 December in South India, one of the Vishnu temple, when we were visiting one of the Divedesha places called Vanamamalai, there was a conversation between one of the Chiyar Swami, one of the Shivaishnava Sannyasi, and you. And the beginning of the conversation, that Chiyar Swami in Vanamamalai, the Sannyasi, he was asking your name. Your reply, Bhakti Vikas Swami is your name. And immediately he said that, oh, it's very nice name, it's fit for your preaching all over the world, it's Bhakti Vikasha, you know, he was glorifying you. But although that's what he glorified you, it was proper, but although you are preaching pure Krishna Bhakti all over the world, as your name is indicated, is Bhakti Vikasa. But you are so humble, immediately put your both hands like this on your head and you said, no, this Bhakti Vikasa only in the name. It's not, I'm not such a person like this. You are, you know, immediately saw your humbleness. So like that, so many all divine qualities can speak on so much. But there is many devotees are here. They also want to glorify you. So I'm going to finish shortly this glorification. So the most auspicious day of today, I'm begging you to engage me in the service of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. It's your Lord's feet. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, I remember that was a nice visit. Vanamamalai, how do you say?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a very nice, we met the Jiya and there were some other devotees there. That's one advantage of living in India. There are so many holy places and saintly people. We can take advantage, visit. I know in Tamil Nadu, the devotees, our ISKCON devotees, they like to visit different holy places, different Divya Deshams, and they often do book distribution when they go in Harinam. So that's very good. Actually, by Prabhupada's and Prabhupada's movements preaching this bhakti in different sampradayas is also coming up. Hare Krishna. Seems we have a nice in Tamil Nadu especially, seems we have a nice relationship with this Sri Vaishnavas. There's nice mutual respect there.
Hare Krishna. We'll continue the offerings with Gurunath Gopal Prabhu from Vellore.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bodhale Srimati Bhakti Vikas Swami Nidhinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bodhale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidhinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Vakshasya Desadharani. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvaita Gadadara Shivashadi Gauravatunda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I want to submit my humble obeisances to our beloved Guru. Then I want to say something. I want to also thank this committee who has arranged here for this Vyas Puja celebrations. Guru is a Guru. Guru should be honored. Without Guru, we cannot reach Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 28, Evam janam nipatitam prabhava hi kupe kama bi kamam hanuya prapatam prapatan prasankhat krutvat masat surar sina Bhagavan Grihita Soham Kadam Nu Visrije Tava Brithya Sevam. Here, Prahlad Maharaj says, oh, my dear Supreme Personality of Godhead, I was gradually falling into a blind well of snakes because of my association with material desires, one after another. But your servant Narada Muni has accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave service? Even though Prahlada was offered all benedictions he might have desired, he refused to accept such offerings. On the contrary, he asked the Lord to engage him in the service of his servant Narada Muni. This is the system of pure devotee.
one should serve the spiritual master first. One should not bypass the spiritual master and desire to serve the Supreme Lord. The Vaishnava principle according to Narottama Das Thakura is that one should not be anxious to offer direct service to the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also advised that one should become a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. This is the process of approaching the Lord. He said, Guru Krishna Prasade Vaya Bhakti Lada Bija. One can achieve the seed of devotional service by the mercy of the Guru, the spiritual master, and then by the mercy of Krishna. This is the secret of success. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur also says, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado. So, one should not attempt to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead by concoction. After serving the spiritual master, he is qualified and then he is automatically offered the platform of direct service to the Lord. So, Prahlad Maharaj proposed to serve his Guru. Therefore, he said, Sohams khadam nu vrsrje tva brithya sevam. How can I give up the service of my spiritual master who has favored me in such a way that I am now able to see you face to face? Here, Prahlad Maharaj, after seeing the Lord, says these words. The spiritual master Narada Muni has put him in such a way that he has to see, he is seeing the Lord face to face. Our Guru also make promise to take us to the spiritual platform. I also want to serve Guru Maharaj, who is sitting here as Narada Muni. He is showing mercy towards us. I offer my humble respects and obeisances to our Guru Maharaj and convey my thanks for the golden opportunity. I also pray Krishna to give long life to our Guru Maharaj to continue his service. Hare Krishna.
Ranganayaki Devi Mataji.
Yeah, again, wife or better half of Gurunath and Gopal Prabhu, as has been said from Vellore in Tamil Nadu.
Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bodhale Srimade Bhakti Vikasa Swamin Idinamin. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bodhale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Idinamini. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pasati Deshatarini. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Guru Maharaj, Aapka Kripa Se Mujhe आध्यात्मिक जीवन मिला. आज इस व्यास पूजा के महत्व पर आपको धन्यवाद कहने का मौका मिला. आपको प्रशंसा करने का योग्यता मुझे पर जरा भी नहीं है, फिर भी मैं कोशिश करती हूँ. मेरा जीवन दुखी भरी था. जैसे एक बार चैतन्य महाप्रभु के लिए एक माताजी हमेशा गर्म पानी दिया करती थी. एक दिन महाप्रभु उससे पूछे थे, आपका नाम क्या है? तब उसने बोली, मेरे नाम दुखी. मगर महाप्रभु ने बोले, आज से तुम्हारा नाम दुखी नहीं सुखी होगा. जैसे ही मेरी जिंदगी जिंदगी हो जिंदगी आपके कृपा से सुखी हो गई. आपके कृपा से भक्तों की संत संग मिला है. आप करुणा शांत से मैं और जीवन परिवर्तन हो गए. इस तरह जीवन मिलने का कारण आप ही आए. धन्य धन्य है भगवान की कृपा से आपका आपका करुणा से. जब मैं बड़ौदा में आपका करुणा नज़र मुझ पर पड़ा तब तक मेरा जिंदगी की बाकी मानकर आप ही मेरा गुरु मानती और सब तरह की रिश्ता मानती। धन्यवाद, मैं बार बार धन्यवाद बोलकर आपके कमल चरण पर सेवा करके रहने चाहती हूँ। इस महा उत्सव पर मुझे यह आशीर्वाद मांगती हूँ। गुरु महाराज की जय। धन्यवाद। हरे कृष्णा।
हरे कृष्णा। माधव प्रभु
सुखी सुखी रंगनाय की दासी। वो दुखी जिसकी नाम थी गंगा जाओ महाप्रभु के लिए लेके, गरम जाओ नहीं है, गंगा जाओ महाप्रभु। संन्यास नियम खड़क मानते थे तो गरम पानी ग्रहण नहीं किया। माधव दास
हरे कृष्ण।
इस्कॉन लाला विद्यानाथ गुजरात वन रिप्रेजेंटेटिव हियर टुडे। ऑल दीज कैसेट्स ऑफ माय लेक्चर्स दे आर ऑल प्रोड्यूस्ड बाय हिम। दैट्स वन मेजर सर्विस ही इज डूइंग हियर। Thank you for that.
It's your blessing. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vikas Swamini Iti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Dan Swamini Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Kaurani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyari Prasthyadari Sitarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. It is very shameful that I was trying to avoid offering my words in your glorification, and also I was fearing what I will offer to you. This shows my rascaldom and stupidity. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was suffering like dogs and hogs. There was no hope in my life. Practically 2-3 times I tried to commit suicide, and I was always feeling emptiness. After coming in with your holiness and by your blessing, I started my devotional service, but still I am feeling incapable for devotional service. Only hope is your causeless mercy. And also, when I see other devotees, I find that they are spiritually more advanced and more qualified for devotional service. When I see within my heart, it is very difficult to find any single desire to serve you or Krishna. It is only by your causeless mercy that I got such an extraordinary and important seva to preserve and distribute your vani. So please bless me with sufficient intelligence and strength so that I can serve you eternally with love and devotion, trying to be your eternal servant.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Padma Mataji.
Kon? Which Mataji?
Padma Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Another one who's come a long way to be here. How many miles? In India it's kilometers. How many miles is that? 7,000 miles? So, 10,000 kilometers from Seattle, which is in the USA.
नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति विकास स्वामी तिनामिने। नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी तिनामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणी। डियर महाराज, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माई हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस। आई डोंट नो व्हाट टू से। आई एम न्यू टू कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस। I started going to temple in from 2004, and I was not really that much interested, and in 2004, Janmashtami, Maharaj came to Seattle, and that was the first time I had seen Maharaj, any Maharaj in ISKCON. He came to initiate Madha Prabhu. I was very much inspired that day, and then I heard his lecture in Vedanayaki Mataji's house. So it was from then I really started getting some interest in Krishna consciousness. And I can't believe it, in 2005 I attended Maharaj Vyasa Puja in Seattle in Narayan Prabhu's house, and I can't believe 2006 I'm talking in front of Maharaj. Please lead us, Maharaj. We are very new, we are fallen souls. On behalf of my husband and me, we pay our obeisance to your lotus feet. And I was not really chanting 16 rounds all the time. I was chanting 16 rounds, then falling down, again chanting. My husband was really worried about me because... So one day he complained about me to Maharaj. Maharaj said, you have to start from today. And then I really started. I was very serious. And in November last, my father was serious. I'd come down to India. And then I'm ready to take any punishment from Maharaj. Again, I stopped chanting 16 rounds every day. I'm like a bullock, like who needs a whip all the time. So on this day, I take any punishment from Maharaj as a blessing.
No punishment, but just take the vow to get back on standard again. The punishment's already there. It's called Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam. It's built in.
It's not that I'm not interested in chanting, but after coming here and atmosphere is different in my house, I'm not able to concentrate fully. So I said, I'll stop for some time. When I go to Seattle again, I will start. It's all your mercy, Maharaj.
Better start soon. You never know. Better you start sooner, because you never know what will happen. We always say, badne, 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 but we never know. Hare Krishna.
Damodar Murthy Prabhu and Prema Mataji from Bellore. Akinchan Krishna Prabhu, kindly translate.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a few householders here from Vellore. Akinchan Krishna Prabhu is preaching there, bringing them up.
Namavam Vishupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Budhali Srimati Bhakti Vikas Swami Dinamini Namaste. Namavam Vishupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Budhali Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamini Namaste. Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirveshuni Vadi Pashat Desarini Jaisi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Bhakti என்பது என்னுடைய தந்தை மூலம்தான் எனக்கு கற்றுக் கொடுக்கப்பட்டது.
I inherited the bhakti from my father itself, this Vaishnava bhakti.
என்னுடைய தந்தை ஸ்ரீ சீதா ராம லட்சுமண ஆஞ்சநேய சமேத வெள்ளி லால் செய்த விக்கிரங்களை செய்து வந்ததன் மூலம் எனக்கு பக்தி அதிகமாக இருந்தது.
My father regularly worshipped the deities of Sita, Ram, Lakshmana and Sita.
என்னுடைய தந்தையின் ராமாயண மகாபாரத சொற்பொழிவுகள் கேட்பதன் மூலம் விஷ்ணு பக்தி கொஞ்சம் அதிகமாகவே மனதில் வேரூன்றியது.
Because my father was regularly reciting stories from Ramayana and Mahabharata, by hearing from him, I inherited the Vishnu Bhakti in the family itself.
அவ்வப்போது சிறு சிறு தொண்டுகள் பகவானுக்கு செய்யும் பாக்கியம் எனக்கு கிடைத்தது.
I also got opportunities to render small services through my father to the Lord.
அதை செவனே செய்து வந்தேன்.
I rendered it nicely also.
நான் அரசு பணியில் சேர்ந்தவுடன் இந்த சிறு சிறு பணிகளுக்கு தடை ஏற்பட்டு விட்டது.
Then when I joined in the Tamil Nadu government departmental services, gradually I was not able to continue my bhakti like that.
இருப்பினும் நான் அங்குள்ள பெருமாள் கோயில்களுக்கு சென்று திருப்பல்லாண்டு, திருப்பாவை, திருப்பள்ளி எழுச்சி, நாலாயிர திவ்யபுரம் போன்ற பக்தி இலக்கியங்கள் அடிக்கடி ஓதி வருவேன்.
Sometimes I only used to visit the Vishnu temples in Tamil Nadu and recite the literatures given by the Sri Sampradaya Acharyas, like திருப்பாவை and பல்லாண்டு.
அதிர்ஷ்டவசமாக 2004 வேலூரில் இஸ்கான் பிரபுக்கள் நித்யானந்த பிரபு ராமகேஷ் பிரிவை சந்திக்கும் அதிர்ஷ்டம் கிடைத்தது.
Fortunately, in 2004, we met ISKCON full-time devotees in Velour, like Nityananda Prabhu and Ram Keshav Prabhu.
அவர்கள் மூலம் அக்கிஞ்ச பிரபு கிருஷ்ணதாஸ் அவர்களின் அறிமுகம் செய்யப்பட்டேன்.
Through them, we got the association of அக்கிஞ்சன கிருஷ்ண பிரபு.
பின்னர் அடிக்கடி கோயிலுக்கு சென்று வருவதில் எனக்கு 16 மாலை ஜபம் செய்ய பானு மகாராஜாவில் சிக்ஷா வழங்கப்பட்டது.
Then we started chanting 16 rounds. Then His Holiness Bhanu Maharaj gave us the Siksha certificate.
2004 ரத யாத்திரையில் குரு மகாராஜை சந்திக்கக்கூடிய சந்தர்ப்பம் கிடைத்தது.
Then in 2004 in சென்னை ரத யாத்திரா, we met our குரு மகாராஜ் பக்தி விகாஸ் சுவாமி.
குரு மகாராஜ் அவர்கள் ஜபம் செய்யுமாறு அறிவுரைகள் கூறினார்.
குரு மகாராஜ் registered a result to continue our chanting sincerely.
பின்னர் குரு மகாராஜை குடும்பத்துடன் சேலம் இஸ்கான் கோயிலில் சந்தித்தோம்.
Then we met குரு மகாராஜ் in சேலம் இஸ்கான் also.
அங்கு அவர் எங்களை கட்டி தழுவிக்கொண்டு எனது அன்பையும் கருணையும் அளிக்கவே எங்களை மிகவும் கவர்ந்தது.
There he embraced myself and gave his blessings. It was so much appealing to my heart.
பிரசாதம் அளித்து எங்களை ஜபம் செய்யுமாறு அறிவுரை கூறினார்.
He asked us to continue our sadhana program very nicely.
பின்னர் வேலூரில் குருநாதன் வீட்டில் குரு மகாராஜா தங்குவார்.
Whenever குரு மகாராஜ் used to come to Velour, he used to stay in குருநாதன் பிரபு's home.
அவரை சென்று பார்க்கும்போது கருணையுடன் எங்களை ஆசீர்வதிப்பார்.
Whenever we go to meet him, he will give blessings and he will give the instructions also.
கடந்த வருடம் 8/1/95 அன்று நடந்த குரு வியாச பூஜையில் எனக்கும் என் துணைவியாருக்கும் தீட்சை குரு மகாராஜால் அளிக்கப்பட்டது.
Last year when the Vyasa Puja was conducted in Velour, we got the opportunity to get initiation from our Guru Maharaj in Velour itself.
9/1/95 அன்று காஞ்சிபுரம் கோயிலுக்கு சென்று பஜனை செய்தோம்.
Then we went to Kanchipuram temple to do Harinam Sangeetan.
பின்னர் என்னுடைய வீட்டிற்கு குரு மகாராஜ் வருகை தந்து பஜனை செய்ய சொன்னார்.
Then when Guru Maharaj visited my house, he asked myself to sing for the happiness of the Lord.
பின்னர் அவருடன் என்னை திருத்தணி ப்ரோக்ராமுக்கு பஜனை செய்ய கூட்டி சென்றார்.
Then we went with Guru Maharaj for doing program in a small town known as Tirthani.
திருத்தணியில் குரு மகாராஜா எளிமையாகவும் கருணையோடு நடந்து கொண்ட விதம் என்னை மேலும் கவர்ந்தது.
When Guru Maharaj stayed in an ordinary home in Tirthani, I understood that even though how Guru Maharaj was so much elevated, how he was so simple.
அங்கு ஒரு வீரராக பெருமாள் கோயிலுக்கு சென்று வழிபட்டோம்.
Then we went to Veeraraghava Perumal temple to worship the Lord.
அக்கோயிலில் குரு மகாராஜ் நடந்து கொண்ட விதம் என்னை மிகவும் கவர்ந்தது.
There when he was interacting with the pujari, how he exhibited how he was so much merciful, that was so much attractive to me.
பின்னர் வேலூர் நடைபெற்ற காணிக்காட்டு விழாவின் போது குரு மகாராஜ் கலந்து கொண்டு சிறப்பித்த போது குரு மகாராஜ் நடந்து கொண்ட விதம் கண்டு மிகவும் ஆச்சரியப்பட்டேன்.
When in last year when Guru Maharaj came to Velour for Panikatti program, when he gave so much severe instructions, it was so much appealing to my heart also.
குரு மகாராஜரும் பலவிதமான பஜனை நிகழ்ச்சியில் நகர சங்கீதத்தில் கலந்து கொண்டு பக்தி தொண்டு செய்ய வாய்ப்புகள் கிடைத்தது.
So nowadays I am getting so much opportunities to get the association of Guru Maharaj in Nagar Kirtan and in so many programs.
வேலூரில் 1/1/2006 அன்று என்னுடைய வீட்டில் குரு பூஜை செய்ய வாய்ப்பு கிடைத்தது.
So before coming here, we conducted Guru Maharaj Vyasa Puja in Velour in my home on 1st January.
தற்போது இங்கு குரு மகாராஜி வியாச பூஜையில் கலந்து கொண்டதற்கு மிகவும் மகிழ்ச்சி அடைகிறேன்.
I am so happy to participate in the Vyasa Puja ceremony here in Hyderabad this time, first time.
இந்த டிராவல் மூலம் எனக்கு பழைய விடுபட்ட பக்தி தொண்டு கண்டினியூ செய்வதற்கு ஒரு வாய்ப்பு கிடைத்ததாக நான் கருதுகிறேன்.
By participating in this Vyasa Puja, I am getting so much happiness and I am thinking that once again my Vishnu in the Krishna Bhakti I was so much established.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. See.
Hare Krishna. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. നമോ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപാദായ കൃഷ്ണ പ്രസായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തി വികാസ്വാമി ദിനാമിനി. നമോ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപാദായ കൃഷ്ണ പ്രസായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തി വേദാന്ത സ്വാമി ദിനാമിനി. നമസ്തേ. സരസ്വതി ദേവി ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരണി നിർവിശേഷൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശധാരണി. മതിപ്പേക്കുറിയ നാൾ எனது ஆன்மீக குரு மகாராஜ் அவர்களே, தங்களது பாத கமலங்களின் துளியில் எனது பணிவான வணக்கங்களை ஏற்றுக்கொள்ளுங்கள்.
Respectful Guru Maharaj, I am offering my humble obeisances to lotus feet of your at your lotus feet.
ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாதன் பெருங்கருணையின் உருவாக்கமே தாங்கள். தாங்கள் உலகம் எங்கும் சென்று கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை பரப்புகின்றீர்கள்.
By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, you are traveling throughout the whole world and spreading this Hare Krishna movement.
பந்தப்பட்ட ஆத்மாவாகிய எங்களை தட்டி எழுப்பிய கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை அடைய சிறிது வாய்ப்பு தந்தீர்கள்.
We are also conditioned souls. We are giving ourselves also opportunity to render Krishna Bhakti.
இங்கோ பிறந்த எங்கள் அனைவரையும் இன்று தங்கள் கருணையால் ஒன்றாக சேர்த்துள்ளீர்கள்.
We have taken birth in so many different places. By your mercy in Krishna consciousness, we all have assembled here.
பகவான் கிருஷ்ணர் அவதரித்த திருநாட்டில் பிறந்த எங்களுக்கு அவரை பற்றி அறிவு இருந்தும் அவரை மறந்து ஜட பிணங்களாக வாழ்ந்திருந்த எங்களுக்கு இந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ண இயக்கம் ஒன்று மட்டும்தான் பக்தியின் அடிப்படை அறிவை ஊட்டுகின்றது.
Even though we have basically taken birth in the holy land of India, practically we have forgotten about Krishna Bhakti. But by the association of ISKCON devotees, now we are again doing Krishna Bhakti in a bona fide way.
அந்த ஆன்மீக அறிவை ஊட்டி வளர்க்கின்ற எங்கள் ஆன்மீக குருவே, உங்களுக்கு என்றும் கடமைப்பட்டுள்ளோன்.
Since we are imparting ourselves with knowledge of Krishna Bhakti, we are always obedient to ourselves and faithful to ourselves.
நான் திருமணம் ஆன பின்புதான் பக்தி என்றால் என்ன என்று தெரியும்.
Only after getting married, I got interested in bhakti.
இருப்பினும் பக்தியின் ரகசியம் தெரியாமல் இருந்தேன்.
Then also, we don't know the exact way of doing the bhakti.
ISKCON வந்த பின்புதான் பக்தியின் அடிப்படை அறிவை தெரிய ஆரம்பித்தது.
But only after coming to ISKCON, we are able to understand how we have to do the bhakti in a bona fide way.
நாம் ஒன்றை கற்றுக்கொள்ளும் போது குருட்டுத்தனமாக பின்பற்ற கூடாது. குரு சாது சாஸ்திரம் மூலம் பயில்வதே மிக சிறந்த முறையாகும்.
In ISKCON, they are teaching the bhakti in a bona fide way, completely based on sadhu sastra and guru.
நான் எனது குருவை பார்க்கும் போது என் மனதிற்குள் இனம் புரியாத மகிழ்ச்சி ஏற்படும்.
Whenever I am seeing my spiritual master, I am getting so much internal happiness.
ஏனென்றால் அவரின் சாந்தம், உற்சாகம், பொறுமை, முக்கியமாக அவர் கண்டிப்புடன் ரொம்ப ஸ்ட்ரிக்டாக ஃபாலோ செய்யும் பக்தி முறை மிகவும் பிடிக்கும்.
His strictness, his humility, his peacefulness, so much his enthusiasm in Krishna Bhakti attracts my heart so much.
எனக்கு குரு என்றால் தெரியாது, குரு பக்தியும் தெரியாது. ISKCON வந்த பிறகுதான் ஹரே கிருஷ்ண மகாமந்திரத்தின் உச்சாடன் செய்த போதுதான் என் மனதில் உள்ள அழுகைகள் களைய முயற்சி செய்தது.
Before coming to ISKCON, I was not able to properly understand the concept of Guru. But after coming to ISKCON and after chanting Hare Krishna and after meeting you, now I am able to understand the concept of Guru.
எனக்கும் என் கணவருக்கும் மிகவும் உற்சாகத்துடன் படிப்படியாக பக்தி செய்ய மிகவும் ஊக்கம் கொடுத்தவர் என்னுடைய குரு சகோதரர் என திரு அக்கஞ்சன கிருஷ்ணதாஸ் அவர்கள் தான்.
We are so much thankful our God brother அக்கஞ்சன கிருஷ்ண பிரபு, because he recruited ourselves and motivated ourselves and helped ourselves to advance in Krishna Bhakti.
அவருக்கும் என்று நான் கடமைப்பட்டுள்ளோம்.
We are always thankful to himself.
அவர் அடிக்கடி குரு பக்தி பற்றி கூறுவார். அப்போது எனக்கு எப்படியாவது குருவை அடைய வேண்டும் என்றும் அடைய வேண்டும், அவர் மூலம் பக்தியை செய்ய வேண்டும் என்ற எண்ணம் ஏற்பட்டது.
Whenever he speaks about Guru Bhakti, we also develop the desire that like himself we have to also get initiated and do bhakti.
அவரின் கருணை மூலம் கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை கடைபிடிக்க வேண்டும் என்ற மிகவும் விருப்பம் ஏற்பட்டது.
We wanted to do bhakti under his guidance also.
நான் எனது குருவாக தங்களை அடைந்தது பகவான் கிருஷ்ணன் கருணைத்தான்.
By the mercy of Sri Krishna, we are able to get yourself spiritual master.
நல்ல குருவையும் குருவின் எல்லையற்ற கருணையால்
கிருஷ்ணா we got the correct guru to guide ourselves in Krishna Bhakti.
திரு மகாராஜ் அவர்களே, தங்களுக்கு திருப்திகரமாக இருப்பதையே நான் எப்பொழுதும் செய்ய வேண்டும்.
We always want to satisfy yourself in all respects.
அதற்கு தாங்கள் அருள் புரிய வேண்டும்.
Please be merciful for that.
என் மதிப்பிற்குரிய குருவை ஆன்மீகத்தின் மீது ருசி ஏற்பட வைப்பதே தாங்கள் தான்.
Please make yourself to get more taste in Krishna Bhakti.
நான் அவ்வளவாக தீவிரமாக இல்லாத போதும் தங்கள் மீதுள்ள அன்பும் பற்றுமே எனது பக்தியால் செல்ல தூண்டுகிறது.
Even though still we are not so much sincere, since we have love towards yourselves, we want to develop that sincerity by your association.
இறுதிவரை முழுமையான நம்பிக்கையுடன் நாங்கள் அனைவரும் தங்களை சார்ந்து இருக்க வேண்டும்.
Up to the end of our life, we always want to get attached to yourselves.
மீண்டும் பகவானிடம் செல்லும் பாதையை தாங்கள் எங்களுக்கு காண்பிக்க வேண்டும்.
Please show ourselves once again to show the way to ourselves to go to the kingdom of God.
தாங்கள் வேலூருக்கு அடிக்கடி வருவதால் நாங்கள் உங்களை சந்திப்பதால் நோயற்ற குழந்தைகளுக்கு சிறந்த டானிக் கொடுப்பது போல் உள்ளது. பக்தியில்
Since you are always coming to the, since you are so many times visiting Velur ISKCON temple and you are nourishing yourselves in Krishna Bhakti, it seems like to ourselves that you are giving the medicine of Krishna consciousness like babies like ourselves.
தாங்கள் கூறியபடி பக்தியில் சேவை செய்ய தங்களின் அளவு கடந்த கருணையை எங்களுக்கு அருள் புரிய வேண்டும்.
We are humbly requesting ourselves to be merciful upon ourselves and to elevate ourselves in Krishna Bhakti.
Hare
Krishna.
Krishna Kumar Prabhu, Lakshman Pran Prabhu, Sumitra Sundari Mataji, and Shaunak Priya Prabhu, after that.
ஜானதிமிராந்தஸ்ய ஜானாஞ்சனசலாகைய சக்ஷுரமிலிதமேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீகுரவே நமஹ. ரெஸ்பெக்டட் மகாராஜ், ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத், ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு குரு சிஷ்ய பரம்பரா, ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு யூ. டுடே இஸ் த ஹோலி அப்பியரன்ஸ் டே ஆஃப் யர்ஸ் அண்ட் ஐ வாண்ட் டு டேக் த கிரேட் ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி டு டேக் யுவர் பிளெஸிங்ஸ் அண்ட் ஐட் லைக் டு டெவலப் த ஃபீலிங் ஆஃப் கிராட்டிடியூட் ஃபார் த கிஃப்ட்ஸ் ரிசீவ்ட் ஃப்ரம் யூ. யூ ஆர் ஆல்வேஸ் வெரி மர்சிஃபுல் ஆன் மீ. டுடே ஐ ஆம் சாண்டிங் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் யூ. I remember when I was first called for a class, I attended the youth class given by you. You were the first sannyasi I saw in the ISKCON. You were the first sannyasi I ever saw who was describing the absolute truth so nicely. And I asked a question whether to please my parents by not chanting or shall I chant. Then you pointed towards me and told, Radha and Krishna who are standing in the altar there are your parents. Would you like to please them? And then asked me to chant. From next day, I started chanting. Not only this, the first book which I read was yours, that is Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness. And when I read the regulative principles, I wanted to follow them. It's your mercy that I came to you, came to Krishna Consciousness and came to know about the principles of Brahmacharya. When I started to chant 16 rounds, I took your blessings and you blessed me. I remember the instance in the last month when you visited Hyderabad. I was in my home suffering from typhoid with very bad consciousness. I came to temple for darshan and I got your remnants, which made a drastic change in my consciousness. I was surprised to notice the change and then I realized it's your mercy. Please bless me so that I can chant attentively, follow the regulative principles and please Srila Prabhupada and my spiritual master. When I heard from the devotees about your reaction when the deities were brought, I was really touched by it. I'd like to ask you 4 boons on this day. I'd like to ask you to bless me so that I can chant and follow the 4 regulative principles, to please Prabhupada and my spiritual master and Shiksha Gurus, to imbibe the qualities of yours, to be servant of the Supreme Lord, to be grateful towards the gifts I received. அமித கங்காலா கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ணா போலி தாயி தவ பத தவ பாச்சே பாச்சே. கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் யர்ஸ் அண்ட் யூ ஹாவ் த பவர் டு கிவ் ஹெம் டு மீ. ஐ ஆம் சிம்ப்ளி ரன்னிங் பிஹைண்ட் யூ ஷவுட்டிங் கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ணா. ப்ளீஸ் பிளஸ் மீ மகாராஜ் அண்ட் ஃபர் கிவ் ஃபார் மை ஆஃபென்சஸ் கமிட்டட் அட் யுவர் டிவைன் லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட். ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.
லக்ஷ்மண் பிரான் பிரபு. Next is Sumitra Sundari Mataji and Shaunak Priya Prabhu and Avinash Prabhu.
Is the Pune crowd is coming in now. His name at home was Lakshman, so I gave the name Lakshman Pran, which isn't a name for Lakshman, it's a name for... Lakshman Pran is a name for Ramchandra Bhagavan.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vikasa Swami Niti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Pashchat Adhishtarini. Maharaj ke charno mein hamara kuti kuti dandavat pranam swikar kiji. Maharaj ka स्तुति का हम कैसे करें, हमारे पास शब्द नहीं है. जब भी महाराज पुनः आते हैं तो हमें बहुत उत्साहित करते हैं, तो स्टेशन से ही कीर्तन चालू होता है. और जब भी शुभम प्रोग्राम में आते हैं तो बहुत ही हमें अच्छा लगता है. अभी सोसाइटी
लगभग सभी पुण्य भक्त जो अभी हमारे बीच उपस्थित है वो उसी कॉलोनी में रहते हैं.
अभी सुबह ही महाराज का व्यासपीठ भक्तों ने इधर लगाया था, तो महाराज बोले इधर मत लगाओ, व्यासपीठ इधर लगाओ. तो इससे छोटी सी बात से हम समझ सकते हैं महाराज के पास क्या क्वालिटी है. हाउस प्रोग्राम में जब महाराज आए थे तो चरणाभिषेक का प्रोग्राम चल रहा था, तो महाराज पहले बोले प्रभुपाद और अल्टर के सामने पर्दा लगाओ, उसके बाद चरणाभिषेक महाराज ने स्वीकार किया. तो इससे हम कैसे गुरु से हम दीक्षा ले रहे हैं और कैसे गुरु से हमारा पाला पड़ा है ये अपन समझ सकते हैं. शुभांगी राधा माता जी का हमारे ऊपर बहुत कृपा है, क्योंकि जब हम नॉन डिवोटी थे तो माता जी ने हमको एक किताब पढ़ने को दिया जो महाराज से लिखी हुई है, जिसका नाम है कृष्ण भावनात्मृत प्रबोधिनी. उसके पहले हम बहुत पीड़ित थे, बहुत ही दुख भोग रहे थे. माया ने इतना फटके दिया था कि हम शब्दों में नहीं बोल सकते. एक्चुअली मैं पूरा निराश होकर एक मंदिर में जाके रोया था 6 जुलाई 2002 में. तो बराबर 7 जुलाई को वो किताब मेरे हाउस में आई जो महाराज ने लिखी थी, कृष्ण भावनामृत प्रबोधिनी. वो किताब मैंने 2-3 बार पढ़ा. पूरे जीवन में जो क्वेश्चंस मुझे नहीं मिले थे मैं ढूंढ रहा था, तो एक छोटी सी 10 रुपए की किताब, उसमें पूरा ज्ञान महाराज ने भरा है. तो वो किताब मेरे पत्थर जैसे हृदय में ये परिवर्तन लाई कि मैं वो शब्द में बोल नहीं सकता. जब मैं नॉट डिवोटी था तो मेरे लाइफ का गोल एक अच्छा नौकरी, अच्छा पगार, एक अच्छा सा घर, बहुत पैसा कमाने का, यही मेरे लाइफ का गोल था. जब वो किताब पढ़ी, 16 राउंड्स चालू किए, तब मुझे पता चला कि सही में अपना घर बीट पत्थर का नहीं है, घर किसे कहते हैं. तब मुझे पता चला सच्चे माँ बाप कौन है. वो किताब पढ़ने के बाद मुझे पता चला सच्चे माँ बहन कौन है. और मेरे सब महाराज की ड्यूटी और माता जी यही मेरे माँ बहन है. इतना परिवर्तन वो किताब मेरे लाइफ में लाई. तो अभी मेरे जीवन का उद्देश्य महाराज की आज्ञा पालन करना
और वो किताब जितना हो सके उसका डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन करके मेरे लाइफ में जो परिवर्तन लाया वही परिवर्तन मैं सबके चेहरे पे देखना चाहता हूँ और महाराज के शरण में जाना चाहता हूँ। हरे कृष्ण।
सुमित्रा सुंदरी माता जी, सौनक प्रिया प्रभु, नेक्स्ट।
मराठी, मराठी में मिले ने वो प्रबोधिनी लक्ष्मण प्राण प्रभु की अर्धांगिनी बेटर हाफ ऑल्सो फ्रॉम रामलीला सुमित्रा सुंदरी देवीदासी।
नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति विकास स्वामी इति नामिने। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात देश तारिणी। गुरु महाराज के चरणों में कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम। मैं कुछ आपका वर्णन करने के लायक नहीं हूँ और मुझे कुछ मैं सोचती हूँ हर रोज की मैं नेक्स्ट व्यास पूजा में महाराज को बहुत अच्छा ऑफरिंग लिखूंगी, लेकिन जब ऑफरिंग लिखने का टाइम आता है तो मैं कुछ भी वर्ड कंस्ट्रक्ट नहीं कर पाती हूँ, तो मैं कुछ बोल नहीं सकती हूँ। तो मैं इतना बोल सकती हूँ, जय श्री प्रभुपाद, जय श्री प्रभुपाद। भक्ति विकास स्वामी महाराज की
जय।
सोनक प्रिया प्रभु, देन अविनाश प्रभु।
हरे कृष्ण। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति विकास स्वामी महाराज दिनामिने। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी दिनामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात देश तारिणी। वैसे तो देखा गए तो हम महाराज के बारे में क्या बोल सकते, लेकिन फिर भी अपने श्री गुरु पर प्रेम कितना और कैसे करना चाहिए ये केवल श्री गुरु के कृपा प्रसाद से ही प्राप्त हो सकता है, क्योंकि हमारे गुरु के पास प्रचंड सामर्थ्य होता है, उसी के साथ ज्ञान क्षेत्र में उनका बहुत बड़ा अधिकार होता है। हमारे गुरु संसार रूपी अंधकार को नष्ट करने वाले सूरज के समान है, इसीलिए गुरु प्रणाम में कहा गया है कि ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितमेनम तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। तो महाराज के बारे में उनका क्या गुणगान कर सकते हैं, फिर भी आने से पहले सोचा थोड़ा सा कि कुछ तो करना चाहिए, तो जो भी बुद्धि आई है, जो भी लिखने की जो सामर्थ्य यहाँ पर आता है तो उन्हीं की कृपा से प्राप्त हुआ है, तो उन्हीं के चरणों पर समर्पित करने का मैं प्रयास करता हूँ। तो हम अगर एक रत्न के समान है तो गुरु और रत्नों में भी सबसे श्रेष्ठ हीरा जिसे कहा जाता है वो गुरु हीरा के समान होते है। हम अगर अन्य फूल की तरह है तो वो फूलों के राजा गुलाब की तरह होते हैं। हम अगर तारे हैं तो वो गुरु पूर्णिमा का चांद कहलाता है जो सारे को शीतलता प्रदान कर सकते हैं। उसी तरह हम अगर लोहा है तो गुरु पारसमणि है जो सब लोहे को सोना बना सकते हैं। हम तो है अज्ञानी मगर अपने आप को ज्ञानी मानते हैं तो गुरु तो विज्ञानी होते क्योंकि वो तो भौतिक तथा आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान से परिपूर्ण होते हैं। अगर हम सुशिक्षित है तो गुरु सुसंस्कृत होते हैं। सुशिक्षित पदवी सिर्फ हमारे शरीर के ऊपर धारण कर सकते हैं, लेकिन सुसंस्कृत हमारे आत्मा को पहचान कराने के लिए ज्यादा से ज्यादा चालना देती है। हमारा ज्ञान प्रकाश मोमबत्ती की तरह है तो गुरु का ज्ञान प्रकाश सूर्य समान होता है। हम छोटे कुएं तरह की है समझते हैं कि मुझमें कितना पानी समाया हुआ है जैसे, मगर श्री गुरु तो अथांग सागर के समान है जो कभी भी गर्व न करते हुए शांत रहते हुए तथा सारी नदियों को अपने में समा लेते हैं। हम हमेशा दूसरों में दोष देखते हैं मगर गुरु सबको समान भाव से देखकर सभी से समान रूप से प्रेम का वर्षाव करते हुए है। इसलिए भगवद गीता में भगवान कहते हैं कि विद्या विनय संपन्ने ब्राह्मणे गभ्यहस्तिनी शुनि चैव शपाके च पंडिता सम दर्शना। तो हम अगर कीमती लकड़ी जैसे सागवान जो कीमती तो है मगर भगवान के चरणों में चढ़ाई नहीं जा सकती, मगर हमारे गुरु चंदन की लकड़ी की तरह जो भगवान के चरणों में हमेशा चढ़ाया जा सकता है, उसी तरह हर भक्त के माथे पर तिलक के रूप में धारण कर लेते हैं। तो ऐसे लकड़ी पर तो कुल्हाड़ी भी चलती है तो भी कुल्हाड़ी को भी अपना गंध दे देती है। तो गुरु तो साफ आईना है जो हमें अपने असली स्वरूप दिखाते हैं। कांच के आईने में तो हम अपना सिर्फ बाह्य रूप देखते हैं। अगर गुरु की कृपा होती हो तो लंगड़े भी पर्वत पार कर सकते हैं, गूंगे भी बोलने लगते हैं। इसीलिए एक प्रसिद्ध श्लोक है, मुखम करोति वाचालम पंगु लंघयत गिरिम यत कृपातम हम वंदे श्री गुरु दीन तारिणे। तो इसी के लिए मैं मेरे बारे में एक बात बोलना चाहता हूँ। जैसे मेरा एक्सीडेंट में तो दोनों पैर टूटे हुए है, लेकिन जब बम्बई के भक्त और पुणे के भक्त मिलकर जब हम लोग मायापुर गए थे तो वहां वक्रेश्वर पंडित प्रभु के साथ हम लोग कीर्तन करे तो महाराज जोर से नाचते हुए जैसे आए तो मुझसे भी उस वक्त रहा नहीं गया, क्योंकि पैर तो दर्द कर रहे थे। अब क्या करे, नाचना तो कभी जानता नहीं था, लेकिन जैसे महाराज का स्फूर्ति देखकर न जाने कहां से पैर हिलने लगे, तो आज तक वो नाचना मैं भूल नहीं गया हूं। जब भी कहां कीर्तन होता है तो नाचने की जो संधि प्राप्त होती है उसे मैं छोड़ नहीं पाता हूं। ये सारा श्रेय मैं महाराज जी को अर्पण करता हूं। तो उसी तरह और भी एक श्लोक जैसे होता है कि ब्रह्मांड भ्रमित कौन भाग्यवान जीव गुरु कृष्ण कृपा पाए भक्ति लता बीज। तो इन्हीं की वजह से ये जो भक्ति लता का बीज जो हृदय में कीर्तन का, उससे पहले तो कभी ना मैंने भजन गाया था ना कभी कीर्तन किया था, लेकिन महाराज का जो इतना उसके अंदर जो इतना जोश देकर न जाने हम समझने लगे कि महाराज जो कि हमारे यहाँ पाश्चात्य देश प्रभुपाद जाने के बाद उनके पास से अनुकरण लेकर यहाँ आकर जो भी यहाँ पर जो अज्ञानी जीव है उनके ऊपर कितना कृपा प्रदान करते हैं। तो हम यहाँ के होते हुए जो भारत भूमि जो तपोवन कहा जाता है, हमारे जन्म मिला है तपस्या करने के लिए तथा दूसरे का उद्धार करने के लिए, तो पहले गुरु की कृपा प्राप्त किए बिना हम ये कैसे कर सकते है। तो न जाने उस वक्त उनकी कृपा दृष्टि अप्रत्यक्ष रीत्या क्यों न हो, लेकिन मुझ पर तो उनकी कृपा हो ही गई है। तो उनका वर्णन करते हुए ऐसा ये कहते कि उनकी महिमा कैसे हम वर्णन करें। तो क्षीर सागर का अतिथि सत्कार करने के लिए इस धरती पर कोई पकवान व्यंजन है क्या? तो कल्प वृक्ष के सजाने के लिए कौन से फूलों की माला हम बना सकते हैं? सूरज को रोशनी देने के लिए कहां से प्रकाश ला सकेंगे? अमृत को कौन सा मधुर रस पिला सकते हैं? इसी तरह सद्गुरु की महिमा गान करने के लिए मेरे पास तो कोई शब्द नहीं है, इसीलिए मैं उनके चरणों पर दंडवत करता हूँ, अपने सिर को उनके चरणों में समर्पित करता हूँ, यही मेरे लिए उचित होगा। उन्हीं की कृपा से हमें भगवान के चरणों की प्राप्ति हो सकती है। हरे कृष्ण।
अविनाश प्रभु
बड़ा कवि
ओम ज्ञानतमिरंदस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। डियर गुरुदेव, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस एट योर लोटस फीट। ऑन दिस ऑस्पिशियस डे प्लीज ब्लेस मी सो दैट आई कैन कंटिन्यू सर्विंग मिशन ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य वेरी ऑनेस्टली एंड एंथुजियास्टिकली। बिकॉज ऑफ माई ग्रेट मिसफॉर्चून आई कुड नॉट अवेल द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू ट्रैवल विथ यू, but what I learned while traveling with you can never be learned by this tiny living entity's own endeavor in many, many lifetimes. You are the possessor of all the positive qualities in its superlative form. It is not exaggerated glorification, but it is the fact, and it's confirmed by the Shastras that one who is in the contact with Krishna can possess all the godly qualities. And you are always situated in the contact with Krishna. You are expert in using Krishna's energies very carefully. Once I asked you with surprise, oh, you have donated so many thousands of rupees to Lord Jagannath. And you immediately answered, how can I donate something to Lord Jagannath? Everything belongs to him. And this completely pierced my heart. And it completely pierced my heart and gave me complete understanding that the Lord is possessor of everything and we can't give anything to Lord. Whenever I remember your smile and mysterious action while speaking the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, my heart gets completely filled with happiness. But it's my great misfortune that most of the time I am getting attracted towards Maya and I am filling the heart with hankering and lamentation. The way you take darshan of Lord and the way you speak with people is very amazing. You never compromise the philosophy and you are very eager to establish the teachings of Lord as it is. I am very much impressed by your high degree of cleanliness standards. Your success personified. Your planning method is amazing, and whatever result you get out of it, positive or negative, are always satisfactory for you because you are expert in seeing Krishna's hand behind all your activities. I can just go on speaking your glories, since Krishna's glories are unlimited. Similarly, his devotees' glories are also unlimited. Please bless me so I can perfect this human form of life and help others to achieve perfection. Your servant, Avinash.
Ramakrishna Prabhu, then Nitin Prabhu.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananchana Shalagaya Shakshurun Militamena Tashmai Shri Guru Minama Aganda Mandalakaram Vyaptamena Characharam Tatpada Darshitamena Tashmai Shri Guru Minama. I met Guru Maharaj at the age of 16 at Madras Rath Yatra. That time I was inspired, but not so much inspired because I was studying during that time. And after that, again I met Guru Maharaj by the mercy of Akinchan Prabhu. I met directly and go near, and I got the blessings of Guru Maharaj at the age of 17. And I had come to Bombay at the age of 18, and there I had joined BBKS Sangha. Then Maharaj has told me, you can join me on the, I'm going to Pune, you can come with me for 3 days. Actually, I was started my work that time only, so I did not get any holidays. But till Guru Maharaj at last asked, you are coming with me, no? So I am forced to go with Guru Maharaj. So I had a nice opportunity to go with Guru Maharaj. During that time, Guru Maharaj asked about my personals, and he had given his mercy, and I had learned many things during that time. And after that, I had gone to Vrindavana first time, and I had told Maharaj, I am coming to Vrindavan first time, please give me any instruction. Then Maharaj told, what are you doing now? I am reading Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, and it is very nice, and I like to read. My mother also told. Then Guru Maharaj said some slogan Bhagavatam, that also I cannot remember. And Guru Maharaj told, you go on further studying in Srimad Bhagavatam, that will help for your spiritual life. That I take it seriously during that time. And after that, I met Guru Maharaj in Bombay. And I had told in Bhagavatam 10th canto, it is explained that Ranganath is non-different from Krishna. Then why they are, Ramanuja has established Lakshmi Narayana worship. Then Guru Maharaj has told or instructed, I don't know, I want to ask now. He told that you go and preach that Ranganath is non-different from Krishna. He is not Lakshmi Narayana. So it has gone into my core of the heart. So I am taking it very seriously. I feel myself that one day I will preach in Srirangam. I did not know when that day is coming. That day, one day, Srirangam will know that Ranganath is non-different from Krishna by the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. I like Guru Maharaj straightforward questions. For example, in Chaupati temple, one of the Prabhu who is coming for our Nerul base, Baladev Prabhu, he told that once I asked to your Guru Maharaj that you are writing book in Brahmacharya and Krishna Consciousness, Ramayana, and the Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness. Everybody is reading that because you are attracting youth very much. Why don't you write a book for Mayavada, about Mayavada philosophy, against to Mayavada philosophy? Then Guru Maharaj immediately told that Prabhuji told, then your Guru Maharaj has told immediately, Prabhupada has already written a big book. Then that Prabhu shocked, and I did not never heard about that book, please tell me. Then Guru Maharaj replied immediately, Bhagavad Gita as it is. It was full of opposite to the Mayavada philosophy. I like that. And I also one time asked that I want to go for Badrikashram alone, please bless me Guru Maharaj. Then, and I seeked permission from Guru Maharaj, but Guru Maharaj chastised me in one sense, and he had told that you want to read Srila Prabhupada's books, that will be better for you than going for Badrikashram. Then from that time I feel little bit hurted, but later I know that so much things are in Prabhupada's book itself, leaving that I am going there. So Prabhupada's books are very nice, and I am always aspiring servant of His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Maharaj, and seeking the permission and blessings always, and taking Guru Shastra's. Hare Krishna.
Nitin Prabhu.
Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paschata Deshitan. Hare Krishna Maharaj. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Your Holiness. Please accept my humble obeisances, Maharaj. I came to Krishna consciousness about 3 years ago. I read Srila Prabhupada's book, The Journey of Self-Discovery. I was startled by reading the conversation of Srila Prabhupada with a scientist. It was really very exciting to read how Srila Prabhupada was defeating and challenging the scientists. And then I read your book, A Beginner's Guidance to Krishna Consciousness. After reading this book, I was convinced to follow the instructions given by Srila Prabhupada. And then I read the book, Jai Srila Prabhupada. After reading this book, I came to know how great Srila Prabhupada was and convinced me even more to become serious and surrender to Srila Prabhupada, which I am trying to do and need your blessings to do it. And then Your Holiness came to Hyderabad. For the first time I was seeing a sannyasi of ISKCON. I was just amazed to see your magnificent personality. I could feel that you were actually living whatever you have written in your books. And then I got the chance to meet you in your room along with your other devotees. And when I told you that your book, Beginner's Guide, had helped me so much, then you asked me whether I had read Brahmacharya and Krishna Consciousness. Then I said that I had read Jai Srila Prabhupada. Then you said, you must read Brahmacharya and Krishna Consciousness, and immediately handed me the book. I have taken this as an instruction and tried to follow it and still trying to follow. And also you have instructed me to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, which I am trying to follow. Maharaj, on this auspicious occasion of your appearance day, please bless this insignificant conditioned soul to chant and hear attentively 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, follow 4 regulated principles strictly without any deviations, follow principles of Brahmacharya and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books and message throughout my life. I would like to thank you, Maharaj, for all the causeless mercy that you have bestowed upon this undeserving soul. I also would like to thank you, Maharaj, for so kindly engaging me in your service by helping for the organization of this auspicious occasion of your Vyas Puja. Please forgive the offenses I have committed at your divine lotus feet, your insignificant service servant Nathan.
Renu Mataji is here. And then Sharmila Mataji and Damoda Mataji. Last 3 offerings. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Swami Maharaj. Maharaj, this is my first time to attend your Vyas Puja ceremony, and I'm really very happy to attend your Vyas Puja. And I would like to sing one kirtan. It's for my purification. And Maharaj, I don't have any ability to speak, but I need your blessings. Gurudev mere data, mujhko aisa var de, seva sumit satsang, meri jholi mein bhar de. नफरत जो करे हमसे हम उससे प्यार करे करते जो हमारा बुरा उनका सत्कार करे नफरत को मिटा करके प्रभु प्रेम का रस भर दे गुरुदेव मेरे दाता मुझको ऐसा वर दे मन मंदिर में मेरे सतगुरु ही बस जाए जिसको भी मैं देखूं तेरा रूप नजर आए दे ज्ञान का अमृत रस जीवन को सफल कर दे गुरुदेव मेरे दाता मुझको ऐसा भर दे शबरी की तरह सेवा और प्यार हो मेरा सा श्रद्धा हो तुलसी सी
और ज्ञान हो गीता का, ये अर्ज़ है मेरी सदा, सतगुरु पूरी कर दे, गुरुदेव मेरे दाता, मुझको ऐसा वर दे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। थैंक यू महाराज।
हरे कृष्ण।
லமாதாஜி
மதிப்புக்குரிய எனது ஆன்மீக குருவுடைய குருவுக்கு என்னுடைய வணக்கத்தை முதலில் செலுத்திக் கொள்கிறேன்.
ரெஸ்பெக்ட்ஃபுல் குரு மகாராஜ், ஐ ஆம் ஆஃபரிங் மை ஹம்பிள் ஒபீசன்ஸ் டு யுவர் செல்ஃப்.
மதிமயங்கிய மனிதனாய் பௌதிக எண்ணங்களில் அற்ப குணங்களில் தினமும் ஆசையின் படுகொழியில் ஆனந்தன் அகந்தையின் நண்பனாக யார் என்று கேட்டால் அன்று நானே.
ஐ வாஸ் பிஃபோர் கமிங் டு இஸ்கான் சோ மச் ப்ரவுட். ஐ வாஸ் ஹேவிங் சோ மச் அஹங்கார். I was so much deep inside Maya.
என் குருவின் துணையில் என்னை நான் அறிந்தேன் என்று பிறவின் நோக்கமும் அறிந்தேன், அதில் ஆன்மாவின் உயர்வும் அறிந்தேன்.
By the mercy of my spiritual master, I was able to understand the goal of this human form of life and about Krishna Bhakti.
துன்பம் என்ற உடசிறைக்குள் அன்று ஆனால் இன்றோ நான் இன்பம் என்றும் துயிப்பேன் என் ஆன்மீக குருவின் பாதகமலத்தில்.
Before I was living in the jail of my material body, but now I am living in the lotus feet of my blissful lotus feet of my spiritual master.
ஆன்மே குருவின் தாமரை பாதத்தில் அனைத்தும் அறிந்தேன், ஆனந்த பரசத்தில் தினம் தினமும் நான் அதில் மூழ்கிக்கிறேன்.
By understanding, by reaching the lotus feet of my spiritual master, daily I am enjoying the nectar of the Krishna Bhakti.
ஞானத்தின் மேலான அருட்கணியும் இதுவே, அருட்கணியிலும் எல்லோருக்கும் இதுவே. கொடுக்கும் திருக்கணியும் தினமும் இதுவே.
Your lotus hand give Krishna Bhakti to everybody every day.
Pravin kanarai daandi parkare enada aanmiga guruve enakkum endrendrum.
In order to cross the material ocean, I am surrendering your lotus feet. It's like a Tamil poetry.
Kavita. Tamil poetry.
Already Sri has written 3 kavitas on Sri Rupa. That she wants to show you. It's in Tamil.
Tamil poetry.
ஸ்ரீல பக்தி விகாஸ் சுவாமி மகாராஜிக்கு ஜெய். குரு மகாராஜ் பொற்பாதங்களுக்கு என்னுடைய தாழ்மையான வணக்கங்களை தெரிவித்துக் கொள்கிறேன்.
I am offering my respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master.
நான் திருநெல்வேலி பக்கத்தில் உள்ள ஒரு குக்குராமத்தில் சிவந்திபுரத்தில் வைத்து ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா பஜனை பண்ணி வந்தோம்.
I belong to a small village near Tirunelveli and I was practicing Krishna consciousness alone there.
அதற்கு சிஷ்யா குருவாக அகிஞ்சன பிரபு தான் இருந்தார்.
Aginjana Prabhu instructed ourselves in Krishna Bhakti, then we were practicing in that particular small village in our own way.
அந்த குக்கிராமத்திற்கு பகவானே குரு மகாராஜை அனுப்பியது போல் எங்கள் ஊருக்கு குரு மகாராஜ் வந்திருந்தார்.
Then by the mercy of Krishna, immediately, just like Krishna has sent his representative, immediately Guru Maharaj came to my village.
நாங்களும் எங்கள் ஊரில் உள்ளவர்களும் குரு மகாராஜை பார்த்து மிக மிக சந்தோஷம் அடைந்தோம்.
The whole devotees in that particular village and the whole village people got so much happy and surprised by seeing Guru Maharaj.
எங்களுக்கு transfer ஆகி திருத்தணி வந்து விட்டோம்.
Then we got transferred to திருத்தணி, another town in Tamil Nadu.
அதே போல் அகிஞ்சன பிரபுவும் குஜராத்தில் இருந்து வேலூர் சென்டருக்கு வந்து விட்டார்.
In that time அகிஞ்சன கிருஷ்ண பிரபு got also transferred from Gujarat and he came to வேலூர் இஸ்கான்.
எனவே வேலூரிலிருந்து திருத்தணிக்கு வந்து மாதம் இருமுறை கிளாஸ் பஜனை போன்றதை நடத்துவார்.
Then every month 2 times he comes to Tirthani and conducted programs there.
எங்களுக்கும் எங்கள் ஊரில் உள்ளவர்களுக்கும் பக்தியை பற்றி மிகவும் விளக்கமாகவும் அருமையாகவும் கூறுவார்.
Then he instructed the devotees and guided the devotees in Tirthani.
திருத்தணியில் ஒரு சிறிய அளவில் பண்ணி வருகின்றோம்.
In Tirthani we are preaching in a small way.
எனக்கு நாளை தீட்சை அளிக்க உள்ளார்கள்.
Tomorrow I am going to get initiated from our Guru Maharaj.
எனக்கு என்னுடைய ஜென்மமே விமோசனம் அடைந்தது போல் மிக மகிழ்ச்சியாக உள்ளது.